Oh, God, it's now Pastygate. I'd say it's just a ridiculous story, but it's nice to have a bit of a lightness in a week of heavy politics. Thank you, gentlemen. Absolute pleasure. Andre Walker is New York Observer columnist. Steve Topple is a journalist from The Canary. Thank you very much, indeed. I'm done for another day. John Holmes will be with you after 1 o'clock to take you through the afternoon. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock on Monday. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Right, kids, we're going on holiday. We need to bring the bucket and spade, rubber rings, snorkels and goggles, bug nets, tennis rackets, burger buns and your best dance moves. We're going to see some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, some fabulous shows, hopefully no burnt burgers, but more than likely, Grandad on the dance floor. Ready? We send millions of families and a whole lot of holes every year from £9.50. Collect 5 tokens inside the sun and join them. Starts this Saturday. Conditions apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, you can find essential information and services about selling overseas through the government's website for exporters. Find the right information and help to grow your business. Visit great.gov.uk.
Jimmy's steak for two.
I'm doing tea tonight. Me and Dad share all the cooking since he and my mum went their separate ways. I popped into Tesco on the way home, picked up a couple of their finest steaks, a sprinkling of thyme, a splash of olive oil and pan frying. We normally do it with garlic. Not tonight though. And I'm cooking dinner for two, alright, but that's so he can get ready. He's got a date, hasn't he? First in a while. So I'm giving the garlic a miss. If you know what I mean.
Find Jimmy's Steak for Two recipe with or without garlic. In store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
At Juicen, we've got loads of hot products and incredibly cool prices. So don't miss out on our brilliant February trade deals. Clean up with 25% extra free on big wipes now from just £7.99. Get a Novi Pro puncture-free 90-litre wheelbarrow for only £50.94. And pick up a whopping 200 bonus juice points. Discover more really impressive trade deals that won't wipe out your wallet online at juicen.co.uk or in your nearest branch. Juicen, everything you need to get the job done. Prices subject to 20% VAT.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, good afternoon. It's Friday. It's 1 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM calls Copeland astounding victory. Manjao for killer punch. And Emma Thompson says it's too soon for a Love Actually sequel.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader has refused to stand down after the Conservatives triumphed in the area Labour has held for more than 80 years. The party were defeated in yesterday's Copeland by-election in Cumbria, but did manage to fight off a challenge from UKIP to hold on to Stoke Central. Jeremy Corbyn says the results were mixed.
It's a day for celebration in Stoke. It's a day of disappointment in Copeland. We defeated UKIP in Stoke despite all predictions that they would prevail. The politics of hope have prevailed over the politics of hatred. Copeland is obviously very disappointing.
Well, the Prime Minister has travelled to Copeland to congratulate Trudy Harrison. She says it's an astounding victory.
Labour have held this seat since the 1930s. A party in government hasn't won a by-election from the opposition, in a seat held by the opposition, for 35 years.
A 31-year-old man has been jailed for 6 years for killing a banker with a single punch in southeast London. Oliver Dearlove died in Plumstead last August. He was attacked by Trevor Tymon from Greenwich, who admitted manslaughter at the Old Bailey. The judge described it as an unprovoked and gratuitous act. MPs are going to get a 1.4% pay rise. That's more than the 1% cap imposed on other public sector workers. The Royal Bank of Scotland is blaming restructuring costs and US fines for its annual loss of nearly £7 billion. It's the ninth consecutive year the bank, which is mostly owned by the taxpayer, has gone into the red. And Emma Thompson says she couldn't take part in a short sequel of Love Actually because it's too sad and too soon after the death of Alan Rickman. Much of the original cast has reformed for a comic relief special. The pair played husband and wife in the romantic comedy, but Oscar winner Thompson says she agreed with the film's writers that it wouldn't be right for her to be included.
It was rubbish, Love Actually, wasn't it? It's one of the worst films ever made.
Do you know what?
Absolutely dreadful.
I don't love it, and I rewatched it over Christmas.
It's crap.
And my grandma was in the room, and some of the scenes she was not approve. She did not approve.
Did she not?
No.
Which one?
It was the one with Joanna Page.
Yeah, and Martin Freeman.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And they were.
Yeah.
Naked.
Weren't they?
Say. Yeah.
Weren't they though?
Yeah. My grandma's 88.
She wasn't naked.
My grandma wasn't naked.
Okay, just checking.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
And she didn't approve.
Okay. It's a rubbish film, though, isn't it?
I don't know why everyone likes it.
I don't know. Thank God, Victor. I thought it was just me.
You're not alone.
I think it's appalling. Everyone goes, oh, it's great. Actually. No, it's really badly contrived. Mm. Terribly written. It's got an awful thread of exposition running through it that just leaps out and go, oh, I'm now explaining who I am and why. It's just really bad.
Well, you don't have to watch it again, John.
I won't. Right then. So, thanks, Victoria.
That's okay. I've still got to do weather.
I know that.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Weather, actually.
Cold, actually, and bright for England and Wales, but turning wet and windy across Western Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 9 degrees.
More in half an hour.
Yes.
Yes, there is. That's Victoria there with the news. She will be back. Bonus news today is...
Mineral news.
That's at around 2:30 when we bring you a roundup of everything in the universe on consecutive days. Animal news, vegetable news, mineral news. Today, mineral news. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Sacked Leicester boss Claudio Ranieri's fate was sealed when senior players reportedly told the club's owners their relationship with the Italian had broken down. A meeting said to have taken place yesterday after the side returned from their Champions League defeat in Sevilla. There are plenty of Premier League managers offering their sympathy to the now unemployed FIFA Coach of the Year today. Bournemouth boss Eddie Howe is one of them.
To find himself in this position now is very sad. I don't think it taints his story at all. I mean, he's still the manager that led them to the league, and I think he will always be remembered for that historic achievement, and rightly so.
Manchester United have been handed a long-distance trip in the last 16 of the Europa League. They've been paired with Russian side FC Rostov. Finally, rugby. Eddie Jones has made four changes for England's Six Nations clash with Italy at Twickenham on Sunday. There's a first test start for Ben Teo at centre, while Danny Kerr, Johnny May and James Haskell all come in. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Ben, there with the pre-recorded sport that he did half an hour ago. Even though he's sitting out there in the office and could easily come in here and do it, just like Victoria puts the effort in.
He can. He's doing it on TalkSport. He can't be two places at once, John.
Why can't they have the pre-recorded sport?
Because they're super sporty and you don't really care.
Yeah, fair point. Well made. Right, there's a programme coming and it's Friday shaped.
Talk Radio.
Oh, look, it's a postcard from Stephen Lou. Having a wonderful time in Ibiza, very hot, wish you were here. And happy birthday, Mike. Best wishes. And if you get poorly, get well soon. All the best, SNL.
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. Last broadcast.
She is to blame for failing reading skills,
which she has to do on a daily basis. The hippity hoppity man Stormzy could be dangerous. TOTP 1970 in haikus.
I've got a famous dad, please let me in.
Barbies give you weather reports.
The DNA, the news stories share. Am I right in saying you don't have a problem with nooks, but you've got a bit of an issue with crannies?
You're spot on there, John, you're spot on.
And pineapples are printed on loads of stuff.
Come on, idiot.
He wore a big dot cotton coat.
All on the way before 4 o'clock.
That's not our life.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
So good afternoon then, and welcome to you. Welcome. Welcome. As like the Tories and their historic election victory in Copeland, we now invite you to swing in the direction of Friday afternoon, choosing this show above all other radio candidates and sweeping us to a clear victory in a popular listening vote. But only, of course, if your definition of a clear victory in a popular listening vote is one in which the UK's 38th most popular national radio station out of a possible 42 could be considered to be any kind of success. So, hello then, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
I am a man called the name of John Holmes.
And the clear-up now begins, of course. Storm Julia has been through here for the last 3 hours, leaving devastation in her wake. Quite a number of arguments, quite a number of her arguments about immigration came crashing down, didn't they? She's got a flood of tweets from a leftist Guardian snowflake after she said something mildly controversial to gain attention. And despite her pro-Brexit rhetoric and love of a UKIPper, the Stoke by-election results sadly left Julie Hartlebury without any power. But now the clear-up process begins. Reconnecting with listeners. And we're picking things up between now and four. So here we go then. As we prepare to wipe the next 3 hours over your ears. Think of it as the broadcasting equivalent of the Kim Jong-nam getting VX nerve agent smeared on his face in a Malaysia airport. Rest assured, though, that you should, touch wood, make it through to 4 o'clock without any loss of life. So here's what's on the way today. Headline hijack, of course, in this hour, really. The lines are open now for you to get your fake news to us, your made-up news stories. Here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Headline Hijack. It is there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. Now, I want you to think of Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
As a polling booth. And your made-up news story as you. So pop your vote, by which I mean yourself, into Victoria's mouth. And by yourself, I mean, of course, that's represented by your own made-up news story. To hear it read out by Victoria in the news at 2 o'clock, making you today's headline hijack. Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well today. Of course, somebody lunching alone will be joining us on the telephone to tell us why and become on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize. It's Lonely Lunch Club. If you'd like to join the Lonely Lunch Club, get on the list. Here's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And we'll induct you into our exclusive Tupperware Hall of Despair. The walls are smeared with the names of those that have gone before. Written, their names writ large in gravy. An overpriced soup from Pret, mixed with tears. It's Lonely Lunch Club. Work experience punditry as well, of course, today. Work experience, Josh will be here. And he's going to recommend films for your weekend viewing pleasure. It's the film review. It's work experience punditry. Reviews done by the work experience. Because it doesn't cost us any money. Today's big stories will be analysed and dissected via the medium of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus throughout the afternoon. There's our Friday brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. If you would like to take part in that, then there is the same number available, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The voice of a man called Con there. Hello, Con. He'll be in a lift later reading out, using that same voice, all of the texts and tweets we've got from the haters this very week. And he'll read them out live from the lift. We don't bin them. We don't delete them. We don't block them. We don't report them. We take all the hate we've got and we give them to Cornelius to read out live from that lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's Con in a lift. It's a feature we call Con Descending. There's all your reactions as well. We might be on the streets to find out what the people think. Today we've been asking them if they think window frames or printer toner. There'll be live music on the programme today in the last half an hour as we haul another busker in off the streets, quite literally, to perform for us in the studio in our busker session. And don't forget, it's Some Request Friday. Every Friday is Some Request Friday. Over on Radio 2, Simon Mayo takes your requests and dedications for songs and music and tunes. We can't do that due to Ofcom regulations because we're a talk radio station. But we can accept your requests and dedications for speeches or talks, which we will do, and the lines are open. If you'd like a loved one to hear a favourite speech or talk, maybe it's a birthday, an anniversary, or you're celebrating a by-election win, get in touch with us with your request or dedication. What better way to tell someone you love them this afternoon than by playing for them Geoffrey Howe's resignation statement in the House of Commons in 1990? You know the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any word you like.
Ginger Dave is not producing today. It says here that he lost his election last night. That could be a typo. Speaking of things lost, Ass Podcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
Now, today, big scandal in the office as Cass lost her fun-loving criminals hoodie top, which...
Vintage hoodie top.
No one cares. No.
It's vintage because she got it, like, when the fun-loving criminals were a thing, and which was about 20 years ago, and she has not taken it off since. It stinks bad.
Stinks.
It smells of an egg.
It doesn't unwash it.
You don't
wash
it.
I do!
It's only the egg stains that are holding it together. Right, it stinks of eggs. She wears it every single day. It's the same. When I first started here and met Cass, I thought she had five to seven of these tops and just wore them every. No, she's got one, and it reeks. Anyway, she lost it, and I think what happened was that some pest control company came and just put it beyond use or something. But anyway, she lost it, so there's a big scandal in the office. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Victoria feels the news move under her feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Paid intern Cornelius, do you know what happened to Cassie's hoodie? Do you know what I'm
doing? I don't want to say.
Okay. Did someone use it to wipe? Someone probably put some VX nerve agent on it. Anyway, hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. And I am John Holmes. And we've got a Friday for you. And we're going to start, as ever, by getting into today's big story with some music. Playing that Fields of Gold song that he has to link us into today's big story. But of course, what is the link? Play along at home. It's how we get into the stories. We play the musical song as a bit of production colour to link us to the big story that we're going to be talking about next. So, Cornelius,
what
would you like to guess as to what the big story is? It's Sting and
Sting.
Fields
has there been a police sting operation?
Oh, now.
Police, because it's the police as well.
Yeah.
And Sting.
Good.
Police Sting.
Yes. Little fact about Sting for you. Do you know why he's called Sting?
Because he's a... Nope.
I mean, he is.
Yeah.
But it's because he's called Sting, because if he does ever sting anyone, like with a bee, it rips his arse off.
Really?
Yeah. That's why he doesn't sting anyone.
What will he sing out of?
You know... Anyway, that's not the big story. Police and Sting, that's not it. Another guess.
What's it? Fields of what?
Fields of gold.
Gold.
Yep. Today's big story.
I have no idea. Is there something about gold in the nudes or fields?
No.
Is it the Oscars this weekend?
What's that got to do with it?
They're golden statues, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not that.
Anything else? I genuinely don't know what's in the news today.
I can tell you what it is. Now, it's Sting. He's in the Police.
Yeah.
Someone else is in the Police.
Cressida Dick?
No. Andy Townsend?
The footballer?
No.
Yeah. Former footballer.
Different one.
He's on ITV. Sometimes on TalkSport, I think, with Alan Brazil.
Not him. And the other band member in the Police was...
Met him at Wembley Stadium once.
Stuart Copeland.
By-election.
That's right! The Copeland by-election. Exactly. It was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, really easy.
Yeah. So that's how we get to today's big story. We are going to... I'll tell you what we're going to do. Because the problem is with covering a by-election, right, on a programme, is that it's boring.
Really boring.
Yeah. So, because the ins and the outs of it all, you know, it's historic this, it's Labour that, it's Tory that, UKIP this, that. You know. It's just boring. The whole concept is boring. So, as you'd expect, Alex Dibble has been reporting on this for Talk Radio.
Mm.
Now, I've heard his report earlier. It was boring.
Boring.
So what we're going to attempt to do, and this is a world first, is we are going to attempt to sex up a boring by-election report. Okay? Just to make it more interesting. So it is the by-election, but sexed up.
As if it were a war dossier.
As if it were, yes. As it, just to make it more exciting.
Mm.
Right. So that's what we're doing. We're sexing up a by-election next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty, and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet, and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale, 4 years 0% APR representative, minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
At Jet2 Holidays, there's a lot to look forward to. We can take you to 58 amazing destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands. Maybe that's why 6 million people have already trusted us with their holidays. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online, and I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds. Making people smile for 60 years.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's long delays through Cheshire this afternoon on the eastbound side of the M56. That's due to an accident involving a lorry from junction 14 at Hapsford towards 12 at Runcorn. Inside lane of the three is closed. Southbound side of the A1 through Stretton in Rutland. One lane closed there. Lorries overturned between Stretton and the Great Casterton turnoff. And the northbound side of the M6 in the West Midlands, a lane still closed due to a breakdown between junction 8 for the M5 and junction 9 at Wensbury. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. and better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design, now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. And don't forget, you can send your reactions to us. Here's some that have been coming in. Cornelius.
Lots coming in, John. This is from Julia in the office this morning. It doesn't matter what you think. You drink Lilt at breakfast. That was when I tried to give an opinion on something. Mm. Hi, John. Please, could I have a shout-out to my ex? That's coming from Little Mix.
Thank you. Little Mix. And by the way, Danny Dyer, thinking of texting us a picture of...
Oh, no.
Don't. Right, OK, so by-elections. Boring, aren't they? It was there were two by-elections, of course, the Stoke by-election, the Copeland by-election. We all know what's happened. Labour have sort of... well, Jeremy Corbyn's trying to put a bit of a spin on it, isn't he? But, well, let's. I tell you what we'll do. Let's talk about it all in today's big story. In Copeland, wherever that is, the Conservatives stole a long-time Labour seat, sending shockwaves through what seems to, well, to be proved now, what is an unelectable Labour Party. As Jeremy Corbyn seeks to blame anyone but himself for last night's result. We've actually got some breaking news for you right now here on Talk Radio. Jeremy Corbyn, the latest is that he's blamed now Claudio Ranieri, Storm Doris and the Boogie. He's currently holding this press conference, that's what he said. He's saying Labour's defeat was not the fault of sunshine, moonlight or good times. The fault, Jeremy Corbyn is telling reporters, lies squarely with the Boogie. Meanwhile, in Stoke, the UKIP leader, Paul Nuttall, has said that it's not the first by-election he's lost. As back when he was young, he lost several close personal by-elections at Hillsborough. The main problem with by-elections, though, is that they are boring. This morning's news was particularly full of dry, fact-stuffed dullery. And while it's informative, it's simply like listening to paint dry, isn't it? Now, I'll give you a for instance. Alex Dibble is our very own reporter, of course. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble. He himself finds it boring, but he's forced, you know, contractually to report on this stuff. So here's a bit of Alex Dibble just blethering on about it earlier. It's blethering on. Here he goes.
In what's been seen as a humiliating defeat for Labour, the Conservatives have won the Copeland by-election with a majority of 2,147 votes. The Cumbrian seat of Copeland and its predecessor seat, Whitehaven, has been represented by Labour since 1935. The Conservatives' Trudy Harrison won with 13,748 votes to Labour's Gillian Troughton's 11,601. The Conservative victory also marks the first time a rival party has been defeated by the party of government at a by-election in 35 years, when in 1982 the Labour MP for Mitcham and Morden...
Sort of a minute. It's all just very, 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 very dull, isn't it? So, however, what we've discovered is entirely possible to make that more exciting. OK, now, what's the most exciting... So, the by-election is the most boring news of the day.
Mm.
What's the most exciting news of the day?
I'm not sure. What is
exciting!
It? Is there a new war?
No, it's got not a new war, no. It's got drama. Yeah, it could lead to one. It's got drama. It's got, like, spies. It's got assassins. Exciting.
Oh, Kim Jong-nam.
Yeah. We now know that he was killed.
He's dead.
No, we know that already. But what we know was he was killed with VX nerve agent. Right, which is... Wow!
That's pretty fun.
Of all the nerve agents, it's the top one.
Yeah.
But the thing is, also in the world of nerve agents, right, VX nerve agent was the MacGuffin, the plot at the centre of the film The Rock, the Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage action film The Rock, if you remember that. And that was about VX. So what I've done, I've combined the notion of The Rock with a by-election to make it more interesting, okay? Mm-hmm. So what I've done is I've taken
Dibble.
I've taken Dibble's report from earlier that we just heard a bit of. It's about 2 minutes long, right? And I've set it to the music of The Rock. And already it sounds much better. This is how news and by-elections should be done in the future. Here it is.
In what's been seen as a humiliating defeat for Labour, the Conservatives have won the Copeland by-election with a majority of 2,147 votes. The Cumbrian seat of Copeland and its predecessor seat Whitehaven has been represented by Labour since 1935. The Conservatives' Trudy Harrison won with 13,748 votes to Labour's Gillian Troughton's 11,601. The Conservative victory also marks the first time a rival party has been defeated by the party of government at a by-election in 35 years, when in 1982 the Labour MP for Mitcham and Morden defected from the party to the SDP. The contest came after Jamie Reid, a persistent critic of the Labour leadership, stood down from his seat before Christmas, triggering a three-way battle for his marginal northern seat. At the 2015 general election, Mr Reid secured 42% of the vote compared to 35% for the Conservatives. In a sign of how confident the Tories were in the scenic constituency on the Cumbrian coast, Theresa May, the Prime Minister, visited the region just over a week ago to meet Miss Harrison. In her victory speech, Trudy Harrison said her win reflects the lack of support for Jeremy Corbyn.
We've had Labour here for more than 80 years, but it's been very clear, talking to people throughout this campaign, that Jeremy Corbyn doesn't represent them.
Labour have, however, held on to their seat in Stoke Central, fending off UKIP's Paul Nuttall, who's been embroiled in controversy regarding his comments about Hillsborough. Gareth Snell defeated Mr Nuttall by 7,853 votes to 5,233, giving him a majority of 2,620. The UKIP leader, who is from Merseyside and admitted he had few links to the city in Staffordshire, had gambled that the seat was winnable on the basis of the constituency's 69% leave vote in the June 2016 EU referendum. The Conservatives' Jack Brereton came third with 5,154 votes, and the Lib Dems' Zulfikar Ali was fourth with 2,083. In his victory speech, Gareth Snell spoke about the unity of Stoke.
This city will not allow ourselves to be defined by last year's referendum, and we will not allow ourselves to be divided by the result. Nor will we be divided by race or faith or creed. We will move forward together to tackle the problems that we face and secure a brighter, more prosperous future for everyone.
And I think we can agree that Dibble's rather boring report is now fewer boring. That is how you need to do it. You've got to report a by-election, that's fine. All the dry factual details were all in there, but it was made more interesting by making him do it over the theme tune to The Rock. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn insists he won't stand down as Labour leader after the party lost a safe seat held since 1935. He conceded the humiliating defeat in Copeland in Cumbria was very disappointing. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, is feeling chipper, though, while on a visit there.
This is truly a wonderful victory for the Conservative Party, but also for the people of Copeland. And what I think we've seen from this victory is that this truly is a government that is working for everyone and for every part of the country.
Labour beat a challenge from UKIP's leader Paul Nuttall to hold on to the Stoke Central seat. A man has been jailed for 6 years for killing a banker with a single punch in London. The 31-year-old admitted manslaughter after what the judge called an unprovoked attack in August. Police have confirmed a 29-year-old who died in Storm Doris was hit by a large piece of wooden roofing in Wolverhampton. She's been named as Tani Martin, who worked at the city's university. Detectives are looking into who owns the building and whether there's any criminal liability. The half-brother of the North Korean leader was murdered using a highly toxic nerve agent. Preliminary tests say the poison was detected on Kim Jong-nam's eye and face following his death at an airport in Kuala Lumpur earlier this month. And the price of stamps is going up. First class and second class will both rise by a penny to 65 and 56p respectively. The weather cold and bright for England and Wales, but turning wet and windy across western Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 9 degrees is more in half an hour.
You know how the weather's quite boring as well?
Yeah.
Right. I thought what we could do, right, we could take a leaf out of the Dibble book. We could liven up your weather with the music from The Rock.
Okay.
We could give that a try. So Chloe, get rid of this music. That's right. So that's fine. So we'll do the weather again.
Okay.
So do you want to just finish the news again?
Okay.
And then say
so first class and second class stamps will both rise by a penny to 65 and 56p respectively.
Yes. That was the end of the news.
Yeah.
That was the end of the news.
Are you not going to press play?
You say.
The weather.
And I say now the weather.
And now the weather. Cold and bright for England and Wales, but turning wet and windy across western Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 9 degrees is more in half an hour.
See, it works, doesn't it?
If you say so.
Also, that clip of Theresa May that you played.
Where she's quite chipper.
Can we play that again? Because I'm sure during it, right... Because there were people around going, yeah, yes, well done. And think, you know, there were people, weren't they, sort of agreeing with her.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I heard a dog bark.
Okay, let's hear
it again. I'm sure a dog agreed with her in that.
This is truly a wonderful victory for the Conservative Party, but also for the people of Copeland. And what I think we've seen from this victory is that this truly is a government that is working for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And for every part of the country.
I love that.
Well done.
People were agreeing with going, here, here. And the tiny child went, and dogs were, bah!
She's appealing to all people.
Well, it's all the demographics. anyway, there we go. That was Victoria's news. This is a mouth. She's got a mouth.
I've got a mouth. It's this mouth. Yeah.
In 25 minutes' time, it will say the news again, but it will also say a news lie, because we invite now your entries for today's headline hijack. Fake news, that's right, we've been embracing it since we came on air a year ago, way before it was a thing that annoyed Donald Trump. Fake news, fib, fabricate and fake your way into Victoria's mouth, you certainly wouldn't be the first. And you could hear your made-up news story said as fact on the radio at 2. The number for that headline hijack is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you
like. Any word you'd like. And we'll also meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Work experience punditry as well this afternoon, just after 2 o'clock, because Josh will be here going through the weekend's film. Some of your reactions have been coming in, Cornelius. I understand we've got some reactions.
John, it's nice that they that Paul Nuttall won something that rhymes almost with his surname. Mm.
John, I think it's incredibly undemocratic to hold elections in which only bisexuals can vote. I say we take a bit of their mantra, and these elections should be open to all. That's coming from Misunderstood.
Yes, well, the elections, of course, can swing either way, so that's where that comes from. Right, it's time for Headline Hijack, of course. We need a made-up news story, and we need it from you, my friend. I explained it moments ago, so I'm not going to do it again. Let's find out what's been coming in. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
This is from Roman, who says, after yesterday's by-election has been heralded as historic by the press and commentators alike, the government have announced that from today, the infamous Copeland by-election will now be a part of the syllabus in history lessons. Children's across the country will learn about important characters involved, including Trudy Harrison and Gillian Troughton?
Troughton.
Yes, who cares?
YouTube, this has come in from Victoria. Not that one, a different one. YouTube has announced they will be banning any more animal videos from being uploaded to the website, as it now wants to encourage the site to become more of a home of thought and intellect. From now on, as well as a title and a description, each video uploaded to YouTube will have to have a philosophy as well, which sums up the video's message in one sentence. That's, I think, coming in over the weekend, so you need to bear that in mind if you are a YouTuber. Cornelius, one more, please.
The Advertising Standards Patrol, according to Michael, have condemned Super Noodles over the name of their product, saying that the adjective super gives false hope for the foodstuffs. The patrol has suggested they replace the word with a more realistic word, such as average or value.
And this has come in from Dan. The cooperative have had to recall a number of their battery products that they've been selling after a number of customers found chocolate inside the batteries. Anyone who's purchased any co-op own brand batteries in recent months is being urged to return to the store and not to eat the chocolate, as it tastes a bit battery acid-y. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And if you're a lonely luncher, then get in touch with us as well. There's an email, though, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That is for people being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, which we're going to do next. So if you are lunching alone, all you have to do is come on the radio and tell us why, indulge in some idle chit-chat. We make your lunchtime fewer lonely. You receive a souvenir gift prize. All on the way on Talk Radio this afternoon, this Friday afternoon, and I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got 10 litres of Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £9.99. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
What can I get you?
What's a Kopi Joss?
It's coffee with charcoal.
I'm sorry, did you say charcoal?
Yes. Once we've prepared your cup of coffee, we take the burning hot charcoal and dunk it in the cup. We then let the fabulous burnt charcoal flavour infuse until the cup has gone completely noir. It's £10 a cup and totally delish.
I'll have a latte, please.
With the McCafe range at McDonald's, you'll be relieved to hear you get freshly ground coffee without the fuss. McCafe. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There are some long delays on the eastbound side of the M56 through Cheshire this afternoon. A lane closed due to recovery work of an accident involving a lorry from junction 14 at Hapsford to 12 at Runcorn. Queues back towards junction 15 for the A494. Northbound side of the A1M in Nottinghamshire, a lane closed due to a breakdown around the M18 turn for junction 35. And the northbound side of the M6 in the West Midlands, a lane closed there due to a breakdown between 6 at Spaghetti and 7 at Great Bar. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio in the afternoon is just coming up to a time, and the news today is, well, there's much of it, of course. Much talk of the by-election last night, or two by-elections, one in Stoke, one in Copeland, of course. Jeremy Corbyn, who lost out to the Tories in Copeland. This was a 35-year-old Labour safe seat. We know about. Now, Jeremy Corbyn is blaming everyone but himself. He's refusing to entertain ideas once more of standing down. He's blaming everyone. The latest we're getting, he's said that the defeat in Copeland was the fault of Claudio Ranieri, Storm Doris. He's also blamed. He's blamed a lack of vitamin D and a Brexit and... just checking. The boogie. He's blamed it on the boogie now. He says, at a press conference, he said that it's definitely not the fault of sunshine, moonlight or good times. He's put the blame squarely on boogie. So that's been happening. Of course, the fallout from Storm Doris and the clear-up of Storm Doris is still ongoing. We know of that. Nerve gas is in the news. VX nerve gas.
Interesting, because in Roman numerals, that's 15.
15 nerve gas was used to kill, they think, now the estranged brother of Kim Jong Nam in that airport in Malaysia. What I'm saying is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't worry, Cornelius, because we are here to do that for you. And we do it on this programme each and every day by analysing the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's Oriental short form verse. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables again. We present the news in haikus.
Not all loses the election, as if it were a very close friend.
The news! In haikus. He does lose those close friends.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
However, if it's close friends you want, then allow us to be yours. For we once again arrive at the welcoming door of Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is, of course, the resting place, the meeting hall. the Mead Hall, if there were any mead for lunch, of the lonely lunchers. Those who lunch alone are welcome inside. If you're a lonely luncher, all you have to do is get in touch with us via an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. The whole idea is that you come on the radio, you tell us why you're lunching alone. It makes your lunchtime fewer lonely, gives us an insight into you, and puts you on the receiving end of one of our souvenir gift prizes. Today, Isaac's on the phone. Hello, Isaac.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Isaac.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Where are you, Isaac? What do you do and where do you do it?
I'm at home in Brighton. I'm a barman at a comedy club.
Barman at a comedy club? Oh, okay.
The Comedia.
Yeah, it is the Comedia.
Yeah, yeah. Good comedy club.
A renowned establishment.
It is a very renowned establishment.
They do music gigs there as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Are you
I feel like I'm advertising it now. Yeah, it's just a really good place, really good night out in Brighton.
What's the quality of the bar staff like, Cornelius, when you last went?
Very good. Yeah. I had two pitchers of Foster's over the night,
I think.
That's
disgusting.
Yeah.
When did you come in?
Years ago.
What have you got on tap at the moment, Isaac?
We've got Long Man Best, that's pretty good.
Yep.
We've got a Laughing Man Pale Ale.
Yeah.
That's nice if you're into your... Well, you're in Brighton, right? People are into their craft ales.
It's a bit craft, a bit hipster, isn't it, down there?
It is. It's totally a bit hipster.
Yeah. Are you from Brighton, Isaac, or do you just live there now?
I just live there now. I'm a student. I'm from Stroud, Gloucestershire.
Oh, okay.
Originally.
How lovely.
Have you ever been there?
To Stroud? No, I haven't. No.
You should.
Very nice part of it. It is part of, I know the area, certainly. The Cotswolds and all the rest of it, but I don't think I've ever been to Stroud. But Brighton, okay, I mean, how do they compare? Do you long for the green hills of Stroud, or do you more enjoy the cultural renaissance of Brighton?
I do love Stroud, but Brighton's lovely, you know?
It is.
Brighton's really not bad.
Brighton's lovely. So, in terms of... are you working tonight? Is Comedia open tonight?
I am. I'm working a gig tonight.
Okay, yeah.
We've got Jamali Maddox and Sean Collins downstairs, I believe, tonight, if you're aware of them.
Yep.
Yeah,
Jamali's good. I don't know Sean Collins, but Jamali's very funny.
Yeah, I reckon they'll be famous sometime soon.
Yep. Well, yeah. The thing about the Comedia, you see, it's there. You have the people on their way up, don't you? And the people very much on their way down again. It's fair to say. But look,
to see you there sometime soon.
Yeah. But let's not decide which way. So, Isaac, in terms of lunching alone, why are you lunching alone? That's question one.
I work nights. I'm a student.
Yeah.
Just everyone's kind of squirrels away doing their university work.
Not you,
though. No, not me. I've decided this is... I'd rather spend my time doing this.
Well, and rightly so, frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... you know, the purpose of the exercise is to make you fewer lonely. We can indulge in idle chit-chat about whatever you like. That's the point of the exercise, as though, you know, we're a colleague. Yeah. You don't really know that well, but you've met us. You know, in a workplace scenario, say, I don't know, what if you've got in the office there, is there a photocopier or something, Isaac?
Yeah.
So we've just met by that. We don't know each other, you know, and maybe it's my first day and you've got to show me around the pumps and the craft beer and that kind of thing. that's the scenario I'm painting, but we sort of get to know each other in an idle chit-chat form. What would you like to chat about? I mean, you can do anything from the news, you can do TV, we can hold our own...
The by-election's probably quite an interesting topic of conversation.
All right, let's go there.
What's his face? The Korean leader's brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty interesting as well.
Got a smear of VX nerve agent over his face, didn't he?
Is that what it was?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, good. This conversation's going well now. This is good. Yeah. So what they're saying is that because we know it was the airport, don't we? And we know a woman smeared something on his face. But the tests they've done on his dead face suggest that it's this VX nerve agent, which is one of the most deadly nerve agents. It's actually it is actually genuinely classified as a weapon of mass destruction, Isaac. Would you believe that?
Really?
Mm.
They used a weapon of mass destruction on one man's face.
Exactly. Exactly.
You didn't laugh.
That's North Korea for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's dreadful.
That is genuinely what they did. It's an amber-coloured, viscous liquid, like oil, but it's odourless and it's tasteless. And they had it on a cloth or whatever, and they smeared it on his face, and it doesn't take long to kill you at all. Have you seen the film...
I don't doubt it. It's a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah. Have you seen the film The Rock with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery?
No, I haven't.
You need to see that. It's an excellent action film. But the premise of the film is that there are VX nerve gas rockets aimed at San Francisco from the island of Alcatraz.
Oh, God.
And so that's VX nerve gas in popular culture.
You know what? I have seen that.
Ah!
I have seen that. It was awful. I put it to the back of my mind.
It's excellent. We're talking about Isaac. Excellent. It's got Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery in it.
I mean, they're both great, but I don't think the film's very good.
It's a Michael Bay film, so, you know, you get what you get. So that's exciting, isn't it? And did you know this as well? Right, so America being, you know, all holier than thou as they are around the world, or certainly used to be before Trump, in that sense of going, you know what, no one should have nuclear weapons? Yeah. Which country is it, Isaac, that's ever deployed a nuclear weapon on a country?
It's America,
isn't it? Yeah,
it's dreadful.
Yeah, and which country is it that said, oh, no, you know, you can't have VX nerve gas, you know, that's a deadly weapon of mass destruction. Which country is it that has VX gas nerve rockets?
Is it America?
It's America, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. And they, to be fair to them, they've got rid of them now. They put them all into ships and scuttled them off the coast of Atlantic City in Jersey. And that's where they are.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I bet Bruce Springsteen's got a song in him about that.
Good stuff.
That's,
all right.
Dreadful.
Isn't it?
Yeah. My God.
Yeah. They're just sitting there waiting for Trump to dig them back up.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if he did. I can't think of a better human being to be in charge of VX nerve gas rocket, to be honest. He is a safe pair of hands.
Good work. Tiny hands.
Yeah, tiny little hand.
Yeah. All right, Isaac. Now, listen, what's going to happen now is you, my friend, because I like to think you are now, are going to get yourself a souvenir of your time spent with us, right?
Is it a VX nerve gas rocket?
No.
It's as disappointing as one, though.
But, I mean, smear any of the following prizes over anyone's face as an airport. And, you know, they're just going to be disappointed, aren't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, what you'll hear now is some terrible gift prize style music. Here it comes. And then, Isaac, you'll get a list of things with a short description. Listen carefully. You can choose one, and we will send it down to you in Brighton. Here we go. Oh, no, excitement. Here we go.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, as held by one of the presenters of the Badass Women Hour. I think it's the one with IBS as opposed to the one with Crohn's or Piles.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Also, some extra editions using a marker pen to Paul Nuttall's face.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, Talk Sport, the home of the producer I've bonded with over the series Coach Trip Road to Mars. So much so that he's given me his number so I can text him about it every time I catch up.
That's not weird.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, it's very much similar to the film The Rock in that John likes it but no one else does.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing should there be a pogo sticks version of polo called Pogo Polo.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, Colin Murray left TalkSport last year, can't remember why, and he left these calendars behind, which we fetched out of a skip and now give away as outdated prizes.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
And when we asked for our own calendars, because they're quite cool and nifty, unfortunately there was a typo in the email, meaning that we got these colanders now, but they're quite popular.
What would you like out of that list?
I love the colander.
The colander's very popular,
yes.
I have to say.
Yeah, I'll go for the colander. You've got for watching things.
The colander is yours, Isaac.
Oh, thank you.
It's on the way to Brighton. Thank you very much for being our Lonely Lunch today. Pleasure talking to you, Isaac. That's Isaac. Down in Brighton there. If you are in the Comedia in Brighton tonight, going to that gig, look for Isaac behind the bar and say hello.
And he's promised that you won't have to pay for your drinks
all night.
Yeah, all night.
That's what Isaac said.
Just use the code word. No, we're lying.
Use the code word.
We're lying.
Isaac.
Oh, no, just order your drink and walk off.
Yeah, just do that.
Don't do that.
Right, oh, thank you. Isaac, thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. But now thank you to today's headline hijacker, because that is where we go next. We need to find out who's put their made-up news story in the forthcoming news bulletin, and we're going to need a name and a place. A made-up news story in the news, masquerading as truth at 2 o'clock. That is what we do every single day. but there can be only one winner. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. And then we never refer to it again after 2 o'clock. Cornelius, who's got their story in?
It's Kirk.
Kirk?
Kirk.
Kirk. And where is
Kirk?
Where's
That's how Cass says cake.
Yes, yes, it is. A slice of Kirk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who? Where's Kirk from?
She is from Norwich.
Kirk's in Norwich. She's a girl. Well done, Kirk. You have got your made-up news story in the news, which is coming next. After that, work experience punditry, we are joined by Josh. He will be here to round up the films for the weekend for you and look forward to the Oscars. It's a bit of an Oscar special he's got us today. He's a work experience. He's only doing it because we asked him to, because we know we don't have to pay him. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock. There are all your reactions. A man will be in a lift reading out the texts and tweets from all the haters as the lift travels downward through the building. The man's called Con. Hello.
Hello.
And that features something we call Con Descending. Plus, there is live music as we drag a busker in off the streets for another live music Friday with our busker sessions. Talk radio in the afternoons. It's Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk radio.
Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Right, kids, we're going on holiday. We need to bring the bucket and spade, rubber rings, snorkels and goggles, bug nets, tennis rackets, burger buns and your best dance moves. We're going to see some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, some fabulous shows, hopefully no burnt burgers, but more than likely, Grandad on the dance floor. Ready? We send millions of families and a whole lot of holes every year from £9.50. Collect 5 tokens inside the sun and join them. Starts this Saturday. Conditions apply.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon and welcome. If you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio. It's a Friday. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn defiant after Copeland loss, Storm Doris victim named, and Bieber didn't wet himself.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader says his party's by-election defeat in Copeland is very disappointing. Many critics are blaming Jeremy Corbyn's leadership for the Conservatives' victory in an area where Labour has held since 1935. But he's remaining defiant.
It's a disappointment. I'm very sad about it. I've been talking to people there this morning. We campaigned to deliver for the people of Copeland the health service they need and deserve. Theresa May has not given any guarantees whatsoever on West Cumberland Hospital. We can and we will.
The Prime Minister says the victory shows her message is getting through to voters.
The Conservative Party will deliver for people across the whole country. A country that works for everyone, not just the privileged few. And Trudy is going to be a fantastic Member of Parliament here in Copeland, delivering for the voters of Copeland.
Labour did manage to see off UKIP, though, in Stoke-on-Trent Central. Police investigating the death of a woman in Storm Doris say they're looking to whether any criminal charges can be brought. 29-year-old Tani Martin died after being hit by a large piece of wooden roofing that blew down in Wolverhampton city centre. Malaysian officials say a toxic nerve agent is thought to have killed Kim Jong-nam. Early tests show VX, which is defined as a weapon of mass destruction by the UN, was found on the face of the North Korean leader's half-brother. The price of stamps is going up by a penny. It means first and second class will go up to 65 and 56p respectively. And Justin Bieber has denied wetting himself after being photographed with damp trousers.
What?
He told his Twitter followers that someone had brought him some flowers while he was driving and he spilt some water. But he didn't seem too upset about it, adding, "It didn't bother me if it made you laugh."
He used the D word in his tweet and it really upset me, Victoria.
The D word?
Cressida. But
with, oh, right, yeah. Cressida's surname. Right, got
but
it.
But he wasn't talking about her.
Oh, yeah.
So Justin Bieber...
People thought he wet himself because he's wearing some grey joggers,
right.
And...
Did Donald Trump pay him to do this?
He didn't wet himself.
Or did he? And it's a sort of double bluff.
I don't think Donald Trump was nearby.
Every man has had an incident whereby...
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of urine has emitted.
But this wasn't a little bit. This was a big old patch.
I haven't seen the picture. How big
like,
is Bieber's patch?
Like a hand size, maybe.
Well, maybe he just didn't finish.
Maybe it was a wet hand.
Well, it's not hand-shaped.
I mean, we've all done it where you think it's stopped and gone. And you
tuck it away.
Yeah, you tuck it away, and then a bit comes out, and no one knows why. That's all. That's happened.
John, I don't want to know about your wet knickers.
Have you done the weather yet?
No.
Is it going to be damp?
Talk yes. Radio national
weather. Damp down south.
Oh, if only. Cold and bright for England and Wales.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I think, Victoria, you've given us an accidental insight into your life. Oh, my God.
That's not what I meant.
Do you want to just carry on?
Cold and bright for England and Wales.
Some people have just driven off the road listening to this.
And windy across Western Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 9 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. You're right?
No.
Okay. Here's Ben now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester's caretaker manager Craig Shakespeare denies he'd fallen out with Claudio Ranieri before the Italian was sacked by the club. He says it's not important whether he thinks it's the right decision. Ranieri leaves the club 9 months after winning the Premier League title, with the side now battling against relegation. Shakespeare denied suggestions of a player revolt.
A lot of it has been speculation with no foundation. My relationship with Claudio has been perfectly fine all the way along. I've never had a problem with him. He's never had a problem with me. I spoke with him last night on the phone. He actually thanked me for my support.
Manchester United have been handed a long-distance trip in the last 16 of the Europa League. They've been paired with Russian side FC Rostov with the away leg first. Finally, on to rugby. Eddie Jones has made 4 changes for England's Six Nations clash with Italy at Twickenham on Sunday. There's a first test start for Ben Teo at centre, while Danny Kerr, Johnny May and James Haskell all come in. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, further rumours that the Foo Fighters may be headlining Glastonbury are rife online, as the lead singer Dave Grohl has legally changed his name by Depol to Pyramid Stage. The frontman posed for a photo on Twitter at a solicitor's office where he changed his name, alongside the rest of the band, who've all shaved their heads and grown beards similar to the festival's organiser, Michael Evis.
Thank you very much indeed there, Victoria, with the news, the weather, an insight into her personal life, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Friday.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy.
Love music.
Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
Okay, good afternoon. Welcome along, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Yes, I am John Holmes. Hello. Still to come on the programme today then. Josh will be with us in a moment for work experience punditry. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. An end of the week quiz. Now, if you'd like to take part in our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz, you can. There are three questions pertaining to things that have happened on this show over the past few days. With clips. It's basically what happened next. But you can play by getting in touch 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
It's also Some Request Friday, of course. Now, on Some Request Friday, what happens is that we will take your requests and dedications, but we can't do it for music because we're not Radio 2. Our licence, being a talk radio station, suggests that we have to play speeches or talks, which is exactly what will happen. But we will still do them as requests and dedications for you. It's Some Request Friday. Here's one that's come in. Dear John, please could you play Geoffrey Howe's resignation statement in the House of Commons from 1990? Today, me and my husband are celebrating our 70th anniversary of us becoming Facebook friends on Tinder. If you're wondering how we've managed to keep the spark alive all this time, it's very simple, John. What we do is we dress up as each other before making love. And that's come in from Richard and Judy. I bet they do.
I think it's a different one.
I bet they really do. Anyway, especially for you, Richard and Judy, here you are to remind you of your love for each other. Geoffrey Howe's resignation statement in the House of Commons in 1990.
Mr. Speaker, sir, I find to my astonishment that a quarter of a century has passed since I last spoke from one of these back benches. Fortunately, however, it's been my privilege to serve for the last 12 months of that time as leader of this House of Commons. So I've been reminded quite recently of the traditional generosity and tolerance of this place. I hope that I may count on that today as I offer to the House a statement about my resignation from the government. It's been suggested, even indeed by some of my right honourable friends, that I decided to resign solely because of questions of style and not on matters of substance at all. Indeed, if some of my former colleagues are to be believed, I must be the first minister in history who resigned because he was in full agreement with government policy.
Geoffrey Howe's resignation speech in the House of Commons from 1990, playing that especially for Richard and Judy. It's their 70th anniversary. I don't think it's the same one. We've checked. It's not. It's a coincidence. But it's the anniversary of when they became Facebook friends on Tinder. And we're happy to play it for them. Now, if you've got a request for dedication, the reason doesn't really matter. It could be a request or a dedication or just because it's a Friday and you want to hear a banging speech anthem, then do get in touch with us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
But now it's time for work experience punditry. If you're just joining us for the first time ever, welcome along. It's Talk Radio. It's what we do in the afternoons between 1 and 4 o'clock. One of the things we do is that we get our work experiences and we drag them out of the office, away from the photocopying of the cups of tea that we make them do the rest of the time, and we shove them in front of the microphone in here and make them review things. We tell them it's training. We say, yes, it's work experience. It's to road test you as critics and pundits of the future. And it's a step up on the media ladder. That's what we tell them. What it really is just a way to fill time without having to pay anybody. Josh is here. He comes in on a Friday. He's Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hello, John.
You've got your films then.
I do, and oh, there are good ones.
Oh, how was your week, first of all, Josh?
Not too great, actually. Oh, I've had a bit of a stomach bug, but on the plus side, I've lost £10. Can't complain.
So you've vomited yourself thin?
You could say that.
Okay, fine. Well,
don't do that at home.
Oh, God, no,
no, no, definitely not. And it hasn't been pleasant.
No, and I can look, just looking at you, you don't look well.
I mean, I'm feeling much better now.
Oh, fine. You look great.
Yeah, great. Great there, John.
Okay,
great
good,
there.
Good. All right. So you are a film reviewer.
I am, indeed.
Did you manage to crawl away from the toilet long enough to go and see anything?
I did. Actually, the first film that I'm reviewing is just one of the most amazing films I've ever seen.
You say that every week about every film.
No, I know.
You do.
I know.
You come in here, Josh.
It's because I'm so passionate about films, John.
Every
what can
week,
I say?
And you just go, I loved it.
But I did. Well, this one is Oscar nominated, yes, to be fair. So it's a good one. It's called Hidden Figures.
Yep.
Released in December 2016. Its budget was $25 million and it's grossed $169 million. So it's a
profit there.
It's a big profit. It's very well loved and very well received. It's so far had 3 Academy Award nominations, 2 Golden Globe Award nominations, 2 Screen Actors Guild Award nominations, and 1 BAFTA Award nomination. So it's been very well received.
Did it win any of those?
Yes, actually. It's won a Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Ensemble Cast.
Oh, right. So the sort of lowest of the...
No, not at all. No. Screen Actors Guild is massive.
Is it?
Absolutely
you
massive.
Idiot. Oh, yeah. It's not BAFTA, is it? Anyway.
Well, it's a Screen Actors Guild Award, yeah. And basically, just to give our listeners some details about the film, it shows the incredible story of 3 black NASA workers, all brilliantly just amazing in their own rights, and they're called Katherine G. Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson. And these women ended up serving as the brains behind one of the greatest operations in space history, getting... I think his name was John Glenn, orbit,
yep,
which was at a time a humongous achievement, and it really energised America.
Before we talk about it anymore, though, I think we've got a clip. This is Hidden Figures.
How did you know the Redstone couldn't support orbital flight? That's classified information.
It's top secret.
Well, it's no secret why the Redstone tests keep failing. The numbers don't lie.
And you figured all that out with this. Half the data's redacted.
Well, what's there tells a story if you read between the lines.
You did the math?
Yes, sir.
And how do you know about the Atlas rocket? That's not math. That data's not here, like you said. It's classified.
I held it up to the light.
You held it up to the light?
Yes, sir.
Well, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Atlas. What's your name?
Catherine Goebel.
Are you a spy, Catherine?
Am I what?
I said, are you a Russian spy?
No, sir. I'm not Russian.
She's not Russian, sir.
I am. I haven't seen this. I want to see it because the reviews have been fantastic.
Exactly, not just my own review.
Not just your own review, which we're going to hear properly in a moment. But I think it's a really fascinating story.
It really
but
is.
But I'm really surprised it hasn't been done before.
Well, here's the thing. It's one of those untold stories, and I think as well, it's not a story that is actually well known. So people, I don't think it's the first thing that people would think, oh yes, it's going to make a great movie, let's make it. But it does create, it has such an interesting plot line. And there is this utter fascination, I should say, about space, considering the news that NASA actually released this week. So
the story was, this is back in the early 1960s.
Yes, yeah. During the space race.
So John Glenn was the first American
astronaut
in space.
To orbit Earth,
yeah,
yes.
That's right. So, but what we didn't know, of course, was that these 3 black women were brought in to work on this project, but they weren't given the credit, were they? That's basically the gist.
Well, not quite, because they actually became very famous. Dorothy Vaughan is a very well-known mathematician, and she changed the face of kind of the workplace at NASA. Mary Jackson was a future NASA engineer, so they did receive credit, and Catherine Goebel Johnson did receive the credit eventually.
Yeah,
like that's the thing. They are very well known within NASA.
But at the time,
not
they weren't. They were brought in, but they wasn't sort of trumpeted.
Well,
they
were already working at NASA.
Yeah.
Doing their own things, but this film shows what they went on to achieve within the corporation.
Right, okay.
So it's they were already working there,
yeah,
and then they kind of achieved different things in their own rights, which this film shows. Like Dorothy Vaughan was the first black female supervisor within NASA. Mary Jackson was one of the first female black engineers, and Catherine Goebel Johnson as well massively behind the John Glenn mission. So, yeah.
which for the 1960s in America.
In America, segregated America is
incredible. Yeah.
Not just incredible, these women were trailblazers.
Yeah.
They were the first, they were trailblazers. What they did was unachievable back then, or what was thought to have been unachievable back then. But they went and achieved it, and this film shows how they did it, and it is incredible.
You're recommending that one then, aren't you?
100%, it's a must watch.
All right, we're going to take Traffic and Travel. What are we coming back to talk about afterwards? Is it Oscar special?
Oh, I've got Oscars predictions, and I am so excited for these.
Of course you are.
As always.
Are you never not excited, John?
No, John.
Excited about everything.
John, we've established this.
I know, but it's
frustrating to you, but I'm just so passionate about films and everything.
You light the room up, Josh, when you come in.
That's nice of you to say.
It's a cynical place that stinks of, Cassie's hooded top and egg.
Don't insult my Cass. Cass is brilliant. Don't insult Cass.
Wow.
I love Cass.
Wow. I mean, our listener shows the extent of how positive
Cass
you are.
Cass is well-loved, okay?
Do not
insult my Cass. No, I'm going to defend Cass down to the ground here.
Wow, that shows the extent of it. I think it might be an illness.
She makes me laugh.
You need some help, Josh.
No, I don't.
You really do?
No, I don't. I love my movies.
And your Cass.
And my Cass, yes.
Josh is weird. Right, okay.
Thank you, John.
Okay, welcome. Coming up then, more Josh excitement. When you were vomiting, were you going, "This is brilliant"?
I was actually in bed. The less we'll talk about that, the better. We don't need to know. Okay.
Could you excitedly introduce the Traffic and Travel next week?
Here is the Traffic and Travel.
Do you love it?
I do.
Okay. Talk Radio in the Afternoons. We're back with Josh next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
BT and Sky have just raised their prices yet again. If you're one of their broadband customers, you're probably not too happy about it. But did you know from when they tell you, you have 30 days to leave your contract penalty-free? And when you switch to TalkTalk, we guarantee no price rises on any of our fixed price plans. Like our best ever savings on our totally unlimited fast broadband, just £20 a month including line rental, guaranteed for your whole 24-month plan. Saving up to £417 versus BT. It's for new and existing customers too. So switch today at talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Contract and conditions apply.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah. Finally, I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Oh, look, it's a postcard from Stephen Lou. Having a wonderful time in Ibiza, very hot, wish you were here. And happy birthday, Mike. Best wishes. And if you get poorly, get well soon. All the best, SNL.
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting in Gloucestershire for the southbound side of the M5, a breakdown closes one lane between 10 at Cheltenham and 11 for the Gloucester bypass at the A40. The outside lane's closed. Northbound M6 in the West Midlands, the lane closed due to a breakdown between 6 and 7. Spaghetti up towards Great Bar. Queue starts at junction 4A for the M42 link. And finally, still long delays on the eastbound side of the M56 through Cheshire. A lane closed due to recovery work of an accident between 14 at Hapsford and 12 at Runcorn. Queues back towards the A494. I'm Stephen Beach.
Currys PC World bring you top built-in brands like AEG, Bosch, Hotpoint and Beko with a lot more built-in. Enjoy massive savings of up to £150. And we even do all the work with our all-inclusive delivery service. From free next-day delivery to installation at only £39. That's our lowest installation price. So, you get a lot more built-in. At Currys PC World, we start with you. In most areas, was £90, existing connections required. Excludes gas, hobs and hoods.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Are you?
Weekday mornings from 10
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, it's an afternoon. Yes. And do you know? Well, I'll tell you what. Josh is still here.
I am.
He's been enthusing.
He loved those adverts.
He was
busy online on the internet ordering it all.
Jumping up and down for joy.
Clapping along. Oh, where the train goes!
Yeah, he's going to Trade Point after this.
Loves it.
Absolutely.
Loves it. He loves everything. Josh loves everything.
So what? Wait.
Go.
Go. Oh, okay. All right. So now we're moving.
I don't mean go away. I mean
start reviewing now.
Yes. Right.
Now.
Right. We're starting off with Oscar prediction. So obviously the Oscars are this Sunday, and this is the biggest event in the entertainment calendar and the film calendar.
Is it the biggest event in your calendar?
That equal to the Grammys? Yes.
Okay. Fine.
Yes. So the films. There are a lot of films that are leading the nominations. La La Land is top with the nominations,
yep.
Leading with a total of 14 nominations, followed behind by Arrival and Moonlight with 8 nominations. Hacksaw Ridge, Lion and Manchester by the Sea have 6. Fences and Hello High Water have 4. Hidden Figures and Jackie have 3 nominations.
Okay.
So La La Land is leading, and I expect that they're going to come away with a lot of awards. So we'll start with the best picture category. Now, the predictions that I'm making are based on how these films have done in previous awards, such as the Golden Globes, the Screen Actors Guild Awards, and the BAFTAs. Now, I'm predicting that La La Land will win Best Picture.
Yep.
This is because they won both the Golden Globes for Best Musical or Comedy. Moonlight, it has to be said that Moonlight and Hidden Figures are in with a shot. Moonlight did win the Golden Globes for Best Film Drama. La La Land won Best Film either in a musical or comedy category.
Yeah.
So
La La Land's the runaway favourite on this, though.
It is, the absolute runaway.
And we've talked about that before, because you adored it. It's called Love, actually. What?
No, in my last film review of La La Land, I actually said that the music wasn't up to scratch, because I didn't find the songs particularly catchy. I gave it an 8 out of 10,
yeah.
Which for me, John, as you would know, is not very good.
No, that's true, actually.
Well, I mean, I cannot fault the acting here.
Yeah.
It was stunning, and it was highly deserving of its Golden Globe Award and its BAFTA, but Hidden Figures won the Best Ensemble Cast at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, and Moonlight did win Best Drama Film at the Golden Globe, so I would say they're in with a chance. Other nominees for Best Picture are Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hello High Water, as I said, Hidden Figures, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight.
All right.
So for Best Picture, but I am predicting La La Land.
All right, what about...
We'll move on to Best Actress now.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so Best Actress, I am predicting it's going to be a walkaway. Emma Stone, again, La La Land, because she won Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy at the Golden Globes. She won the Best Actress at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. She loved it at the BAFTAs. I think it's going to be a walkaway.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Who else is in the category?
Isabel Huppert as Michelle LeBlanc. Isabel Huppert, yes.
Yes.
Ruth Negga, Natalie Portman, Emma Stone, and Meryl Streep in Florence Foster Jenkins.
Yep.
As Florence Foster Jenkins. Yep. I must say, she was unbelievable in that movie. Meryl Streep is famous for a character actress. And again, Oscar nominated, take that, Donald Trump, saying she's overrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
winning over 100 awards. Don't think so, Donald. Should we move on to Best Actor?
Please.
Okay, so Best Actor. This is a tough one, because Denzel Washington won it at the Screen Actors Guild Award for his role in Fences. Ryan Gosling and Casey Affleck were both winners at the Golden Globes.
Casey Affleck's performance in Manchester by the Sea,
yes,
is
Lee Chandler.
He's bloody good. I mean, that's going to take some beating.
It is, but
I haven't seen Fences.
But here's the thing: Ryan Gosling did win the Golden Globe
for
La La Land.
It's nowhere near Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea, though, is it? It's not.
Well, you know, there is stiff competition because Denzel Washington did an amazing job in Fences.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. And he won, as I said, the Screen Actors Guild Award. So he could also win it. He's in with a shot. Right. But I must say, I am going to predict Casey Affleck will win for Manchester by the Sea. Other nominees include Andrew Garfield for his role in Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah. Look, we're going to... I want to move on to talk about, only because we've got so much to talk about.
Yes.
I don't want to run out of time, which we will, if we don't get on to doing TV or whatever the hell it is you're doing now, movie of the week.
Yeah, movie of the week.
Yeah, which is going to be...
Oh, Con is going to be so excited about this. My movie of the week
Two Girls, One Cup.
No.
Pitch Perfect.
Oh, right.
Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
The world's greatest film.
Is it?
I mean, I wouldn't call it the world's greatest film. That, for me, would be Gone with the Wind. But Pitch Perfect is in my top 10. I'm talking about the original Pitch Perfect, not the sequel, and I believe we have a clip for it.
Okay, yes. This is Pitch Perfect.
Oh, wait, there's one more. I'm Mark. Hi.
Hello. I didn't know we had to prepare that song.
Oh, that's okay. Sing anything you want.
May I?
Oh.
I got my ticket for the long way round to buy the whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company, and I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say? When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair, you're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
I don't know what just happened.
Your face just is a picture right now, sitting there with utter disgust.
I've never seen Pitch Perfect. I mean, apparently it's quite good, but
it's hilarious.
I'm not really sure what was going on there.
Well, that was the Cup song that was just playing, and Con was attempting to very well, I should add.
The Cup song?
It's called the Cup song.
How many girls were in that clip?
Shut up.
Okay. Can you do that, Cornelius?
Yep.
Cornelius Cam.
Are you ready? I'm nervous now.
Here we go.
Pressure's on. First time, but that's the thing. Anna Kendrick in this movie keeps it going. You did not keep it going.
What is it even?
It's the Cup song. I won't sing along.
Well, it kind of has become a bit of a pop culture phenomenon.
Right.
So, yeah, should I... I'll just say what the film's about. The film is about a new university student named Becca. She just doesn't want to be part of a clique. She's very individual. She's very unique. But she soon ends up joining the a cappella group called the Barden Bellas and thrust in among mean, nice, and just plain weird people. Becca, the only thing that they have in common is how well they sing together. And she takes the group out of their comfort zone to perform new tracks, against the will of the leader called Aubrey. And she eventually, I'm talking about Becca here, not Aubrey, because Aubrey kind of stands down by the end of the film. Becca leads the girls.
Spoiler alert.
No, not necessarily. I won't tell you what happens, but Becca leads the girls into the American a cappella competition against their rivals, the Barden Treble Makers.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing, Josh, that you quite like this film.
I do. Rebel Wilson's performance in this is unbelievable.
So
Rebel
funny.
Wilson as Fat Amy. She has just... There are so many moments. Like, you know when you have an iconic comedy moment that gets played over and over again on YouTube? Rebel Wilson has about 10 of these just in one movie.
Oh, we have that in our show, about 10 of them.
Yeah, well, Rebel Wilson
iconic
provides...
comedy moments per day, I'd say.
I mean, yeah. Con messing up the Cup song was one of them for me this week.
Don't
Sorry.
I'm going to think about that for a long time.
Sorry.
All right, when's it on?
It is on Saturday, 9 p.m. on Film 4.
Thank you very much, Josh.
Cheers, Josh.
For
Thank
coming
you
in
very much. See you guys in 2 weeks.
Yes, you will. That's Josh there, and he was reviewing films. enthusiastically. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, there will be an end-of-the-week quiz. Have you been listening all week? Do you want your brand loyalty tested? Well, you can get in touch with us to play the end-of-the-week quiz if you like. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's the big debate at 3. A man called Con. Hello, Con.
Hi.
Will be in a lift later as it travels downwards through the building, reading out the haters' texts and tweets. It's the feature we call Con Descending. And then in the last half an hour of the programme, being a Friday, we bring you live music as we drag a busker in from the streets, quite literally, and force them to play at microphone point for our entertainment. It's Talk Radio. It's the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Victoria's here now with the news.
Thanks, John. Nigel Farage says UKIP has work to do to improve its election machine following two by-election defeats. The party failed to win seats in Copeland and in Stoke Central, which is where the party's leader, Paul Nuttall, lost out to Labour. Mr Farage says the results are big disappointments, but Diane James, another ex-leader of UKIP, says the current man in charge deserves a chance.
Allow him the learning curve, the very difficult learning curve he's gone through, but don't start as former leaders, whether that be myself or Nigel or anyone else who's led UKIP, to start criticising and therefore helping the opposition in undermining that political party.
Leicester's caretaker manager denies he'd fallen out with Claudio Ranieri before the Italian was sacked by the club. He's left 9 months after winning the Premier League title, but Craig Shakespeare says it's not important whether he thinks it was the right decision. A man has been jailed for 6 years for killing a banker with a single punch in what was described as an unprovoked and gratuitous act. 30-year-old Oliver Dearlove died following the attack in London last August. The woman who died after being hit by a wooden roof in Wolverhampton city centre during Storm Doris has been named by police. 29-year-old Tani Martin was from Stafford. And Manchester United have been given a difficult trip in the next round of the Europa League. They'll face Russian side FC Rostov in the last 16. The weather cold and bright for England and Wales, but turning wet and windy across western Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 9 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Half an hour. There's more now.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Now, the reason we do this is because Victoria's news bulletins are smaller than they used to be. She has to make the time up. She gets paid the same. So we do that by covering off everything else in the world. Animal, vegetable and mineral just about covers everything apart from Julia Hartley Brewer. However, we do it on successive days. Today's turn is the turn of mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral mineral news.
Trying to jazz it up a bit for you.
Oh, I could just do a remix if you want
it's
me
up to.
You.
It's
always
a
remix.
Okay,
always remix.
Next time we do a mineral news, I'll do a remix. A bit like veg news.
Yeah.
But minerally.
The Chemical Brothers have today put out a remix of Video Killed the Radio Star. Do you remember
okay.
that?
Yeah, good song by The Buggles.
The Buggles, yeah. And they've done a remix of it, The Chemical Brothers. And they've done it today. And I released it today. And I think that can't be a coincidence. They've announced the VX Nerve Gas story. Because, you know, chemicals.
Also, chemicals are minerals as well. It all adds together.
Don't throw it together.
Anyway, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about gold and jewelled encrusted skeletons.
Skeletons.
Of 2,000-year-old Christian saints, which have gone on display at an abbey near Munich in Germany.
It's quite exciting.
Yeah, they're really quite blingy. And I've put a picture on my Twitter page, Victoria_born, B-O-U-R-N-E. So you can take a look.
So they were found covered in the bling?
Yeah. Well, they've been preserved.
Have they been pre-blinged? Are they bling?
They've been pre-blinged.
No, sorry. Is the bling as old as the skeletons, or is the bling a recent addition?
No, it's not recent. The bling's been there a while.
So the bling's original?
I don't know whether it's 2,000 years old, the bling, actually.
All right.
I don't have much time to research this feature, so please stop asking me questions.
Fine.
One of them is Saint Hyacinth,
yeah.
whose skeleton is decked out with a dazzling crown and has a jewel-encrusted bottom jaw.
What are you going to say there?
Apparently, Hyacinth
yeah.
died in 108 AD at the age of only 12. And according to legend,
yeah.
he was imprisoned and tortured in Rome.
He?
Yeah.
Hyacinth?
Yep.
Okay.
For being a Christian and failing to worship the traditional Roman gods.
Right.
You know how they tortured him using 15 gas.
Anyway, four endangered tortoises with gold and black shells who were rescued from smugglers have gone on show in the UK for the first time.
This is animal news.
Yeah, but they've got a gold-coloured shell.
I mean, it's tenuous, but fine.
The ploughshare tortoises were sent to Chester Zoo in 2012 after they were confiscated by customs officials in Hong Kong in 2009. So they were part of a shipment of 13 tortoises smuggled from Madagascar. But they're endangered, they're critically endangered, but they're highly prized because of their gold and black shells, yeah. And they fetch for high prices in the black market, but they're poached. And finally, the wind...
Can you poach a tortoise? What does it taste like?
Poached, as in like poachers.
I prefer them fried.
Don't eat them, they're critically endangered.
Scrambled is good.
Stop it, you can't scramble a tortoise, or you shouldn't, that would be horrible. And I've got one more.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh. But the music's finished.
Play it again. And the winner of the Silver Stand-Up of the Year 2017 has been announced. 55-year-old Pete Teckman has beat off competition from 19 other comedians.
That's very generous of him.
He's beat off 19 other comedians.
He's beaten off competition from 19 other comedians. Please stop being crass.
No, Cass is through there.
Cass.
Oh, my God. So, there were 19 other people up for the award, which recognises up-and-coming comedians
yep.
who are aged between the ages of 55 and 81. And I've got a little clip of Pete. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so he took part in the final at the Leicester Comedy Festival, and here he is speaking to comedy.co.uk.
It's just really nice. There's something there for older acts to have a go at. You know, it's great. I think it's a great competition.
So he loves the old people competition. I wanted to find some audio of his jokes, but couldn't.
Again, not much time to research it, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I spent about 15 minutes scrambling that together.
Don't scramble a tortoise.
Stop scrambling tortoises! I don't agree with that.
Do you not?
No. You can't just add an I to everything which is plural.
The way, I don't know how you'd scramble a tortoise. I guess you could...
I don't want to think about it. It's really horrible.
You have to put a mixer in
its
shell.
Stop it! Right. Animal
cruelty is not
cool.
You could eat it out
cool.
of the shell, though. So
stop
that's
talking
handy.
About eating out tortoises.
You're really on one today, aren't you?
You're right, Victoria.
And to the person who tweeted me, I think he's called Greg.
Yeah.
We've informed the police.
Victoria, thank you very much for your bonus news there. Ringing us bonus news. Which today was Mineral News. Mineral News. Back on Monday with Animal News.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. In the next bit of the programme, then, there will be the following. An end-of-the-week quiz. Brand loyalty to this show, well and truly tested. If you'd like to have a go at it, it's a kind of what-happened-next clip quiz. 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
After that, a man will be in a lift. He's called Con. Hello, Con.
Hi, everyone.
Reading out the text from the haters as the lift travels downwards through the building. We call that feature Con Descending, so there's still time to get your hate into us if you so wish. And after that, live music on the programme before 4 o'clock as we drag a busker in from the street and force them to perform for us at microphone point. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Friday, 20 to 3. I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got a Facro 780 by 980 millimetre centre pivot roof window for only £159.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Right, kids, we're going on holiday. We need to bring the bucket and spade, rubber rings, snorkels and goggles, bug nets, tennis rackets, burger buns and your best dance moves. We're going to see some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, some fabulous shows, hopefully no burnt burgers, but more than likely, Grandad on the dance floor. Ready? We send millions of families and a whole lot of holes every year from £9.50. Collect 5 tokens inside the sun and join them. Starts this Saturday. Conditions apply.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online, and I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds, making people smile for 60 years.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting in Gloucestershire for the southbound side of the M5, a breakdown closes one lane between 10 at Cheltenham and 11 for the Gloucester bypass at the A40. The outside lane's closed. Northbound M6 in the West Midlands, the lane closed due to a breakdown between 6 and 7. Spaghetti up towards Great Bar. Queue starts at junction 4A for the M42 link. And finally, still long delays on the eastbound side of the M56 through Cheshire. A lane closed due to recovery work of an accident between 14 at Hapsford and 12 at Runcorn. Queues back towards the A494. I'm Stephen Beach.
Currys PC World bring you top built-in brands like AEG, Bosch, Hotpoint and Beko with a lot more built-in. Enjoy massive savings of up to £150. And we even do all the work with our all-inclusive delivery service. From free next-day delivery to installation at only £39. That's our lowest installation price. So, you get a lot more built-in. At Currys PC World, we start with you. In most areas, was £90, existing connections required. Excludes gas, hobs and hoods.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4pm with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio in the afternoon, Friday, of course, just looking through the news while the traffic and travel was on there. As you know, Labour's Gareth Snell has been elected in Stoke Central, 37% of the vote, majority of 2,620. Of course, there was a big upset, though, in Copeland, where the Tories took the Labour seat that had been there for 35 years. A lot of criticism from Jeremy Corbyn this afternoon over that, still refusing to blame himself, simply blaming everything. The latest we hear in that press conference we brought to you earlier is Jeremy Corbyn was telling a journalist that he blamed it not on moonlight. He said he didn't blame it on sunshine. He certainly didn't blame it on the good times, but he blamed that by-election loss on Boogie. We'll bring you more of that, of course, as it unfolds. The fallout from Storm Doris on the front of many of the papers as well this morning, as well as the story of the nerve agent that was used to kill Kim Jong-un's estranged brother in that Malaysian airport, VX Nerve Gas.
Which is 15 in Roman numerals.
15 gas.
That's where it was invented.
15 gas. So the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, many people can't, Cornelius. But we are here to help, because what we do is we take the news and we analyse it for you, in depth, mind, through the medium of Japanese poetry. The news meets Oriental short form verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, another 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Migrants are leaving. After Brexit vote, JHB is delighted.
The news in haikus. Okay, it is time now on a Friday afternoon to reward one listener's brand loyalty by playing the end of the week quiz. We're looking back over the shoulder of the week. Three questions, three things that have happened on this programme over the preceding 5 days. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. That's the end of the week quiz. On the telephone line to play is a person. It's Will. Hello, Will.
Hello, very good day. How are you?
Good day. Is it a good day where you are, Will? Are you having a good day?
Oh, not too bad, my friend. Yeah, I guess the sun's shining, so that's always a nice start.
It is, isn't it? Did you suffer under Storm Doris yesterday where you are?
Oh, it was absolutely terrible, yeah. I thought the wheelie bin was going to collide into my car. Yeah, it was really, really strong wind.
Yeah, but today the wheelie bin is secure, for there is sunshine.
Fortunately so, yeah.
Okay. And what do you do, Will?
I'm a training teacher, actually, so, yeah.
Oh, you know. So what sort of year are you doing? Is it primary or secondary? What is the...
No, it's secondary, yeah. That's the age group I enjoy the most. Not that there's anything wrong with primary school. I respect primary school teachers. Yeah, just happens to be at secondary is more my sort of...
All right, listen to you explaining it away in case you cause offence, you big snowflake. how long have you been training to be a teacher, Will?
Just since the start of September... So not too long.
Okay, so you're new to it, yeah. And you realise you're going into a much maligned... I mean, teachers are maligned, but you know, the treatment you get from the government, Will, have you not considered this?
I have, yeah, and I do despise the treatment that the government gives towards the profession, because it certainly doesn't really reflect well on us.
No,
but, you know.
It's the paper, sort of paperwork.
If I could prove them wrong, really.
Good. I admire your attitude, Will. I think that's very good. And on the plus side, 13 weeks holiday a year, so, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Perks of the job.
There it is. Well, Will, here's the thing. It's a brand loyalty quiz. You've been obviously listening to this show, I mean, all week. You're a trainee teacher. What else are you going to do?
Absolutely, yeah. Without a doubt, wouldn't miss it.
I've got three questions for you, and they take the form of clips of things that have happened. All you have to do after you've heard them is tell me what happened next, and you'll get an A, B, C choice. It's very simple.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay, so here we go then with today's end of the week quiz. Here we go. With Will, trainee teacher. Will, question number one. We're going to start on Monday, beginning of the week, of course. We had to stop the silliness for a moment to cover the terrible aftermath of the terrorist attacks in Sweden that Donald Trump reminded us all about. So the terrible attacks in Sweden over the weekend, in which terrorists threw IKEA meatballs into crowds of flat-pack furniture shoppers, were of course horrific, rightly condemned by world leaders such as Donald Trump there. The attacks have left IKEA short of meatballs, with hundreds of self-assembly chests of drawers and discounted kitchen units covered in sauce. A spokesman for IKEA, Billy Bookcase, told Talk Radio that it was carnage, saying that it was definitely Muslims that threw the meatballs at fleeing shoppers, despite them being made of pork, so technically off limits. Now then, that happened. That was a report, of course, from Monday. But what we went to then, we cut live to Cornelius, who was our fictional terrorist attack reporter, on the phone from Sweden. Now, you heard me mention the name of the spokesperson for IKEA there, Billy Bookcase. But can you remember the name of the Swedish Prime Minister? Well, is it A, the Swedish chef? Is it B, Richard Herring? Or C, Alan Key, the Swedish Prime Minister?
Oh, blimey, Monday, such a long time ago. Mm. I'm going to have to take a punt on this one and go with B.
Bridget Herring?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Tell us about the fallout from the terrible attacks of the weekend.
Yes, absolutely awful. The Prime Minister, Alan Key, has announced a whole minute of mourning.
Oh, I'm afraid it was Alan Key.
Bitterly disappointing. Let's hope I can remember my factual information more accurately for that with my students.
That's what I was going to say. Here's question number two. On Tuesday, Ginger producer Dave, occasional Ginger producer Dave, and Con here brought us their journalistic package, which covered a highlight of this year's award season when they went to the 2017 Fish Finger Sandwich Awards.
So basically, to round off our highly comprehensive coverage of the Fish Finger Awards,
Captain Birdseye's over. So basically, they've employed an old... I'm fine, thank you. We've just been off the floor crackling.
Kind of bays.
Yeah. They've employed an old... I mean, I suspect homeless man. to dress as Captain Birdseye. I think we should get an interview.
Live on Talk Radio, we're now going to go across to try
live.
And interview.
It's not live.
Live last week, we're now going to try and interview a homeless man in a seafaring hat.
Now, that's what happens when you send two men to do a package, Will, right? And they get absolutely hammered on the free booze and forget to do the package until the end of the night. That's what you get. Anyway, what odd ingredient was Captain Birdseye, who they did find to interview, particularly confused about? Was he confused about an odd ingredient in fish fingers? Was it A, wasabi? Was it B, tapenade? Or C, lem sip in fish fingers? Which of those was he confused about?
I'm going to go with A, wasabi.
Okay, let's find out.
Making their fish finger sandwiches, it's all sorts of things like wasabi in them. Wasabi, what's that? No idea. Long loss.
Well, it's a kind of mustard. Also, I have to point out that, to be fair to Con and Dave, it turns out that even Captain Birdseye was hammered on the free booze as well. So, yeah, they were in good company. But it was indeed wasabi.
Wasabi.
I think he only said wasabi because he could say it in a seafaring way. Yeah, he could have gone for Tarasaurus. Suppose. Anyway, wasabi is the right answer. Well done. Here's question number three. Final question. Yesterday, work experience Matilda brought us a roundup of hipster nonsense. Here's a bit of it in which we're talking about the Scottish Beard Championships.
So there's just your general natural beautiful beard, or you can style it so it looks like a bird in a cage or a deer in the forest or whatever.
That sounds like
preference.
Quite a lot of work.
Yeah. People put an awful lot of work into it, and now you can go to Scotland with it and compete, which is exciting.
Can you do traditional Scottish? I mean, would that be the way forward? Because you could represent Scotland with face hair.
How would that work?
Well, think of what's traditionally Scottish? Porridge? So you could go with just some porridge in your beard?
Yeah.
Heroin? Heroin in your beard? Batter? Batter in your beard?
Yeah.
There. That was Matilda, Tilly. Tilster, Tilbury, Tildo, bringing us a roundup of hipster nonsense. But what else did she then go on to say, Will? What did she then go on to tell us about that would please dead hipsters? Did she say, A, they had launched a range of ball pit coffins? Did she say, B, you can now have your ashes pressed into vinyl? Or did she say the hipsters like Wham-themed funerals, which includes a wake-me-up-after-you've-gone-gone package?
Well, C definitely sounds interesting, but I'm going to go with B.
B, vinyl, ashes. Let's find out what she told us.
If you're a dead hipster, you can have your ashes made into vinyl.
Yes, yeah. Of course!
Whee.
Very good. All right, then. So, all we need to do now is go over to Cornelius, who's been keeping score.
Yeah, start up the system.
All right, OK. It's quite a slow system. Well, I'm afraid you just have to wait for it to fire up, because it just takes a while.
Fiddlesticks.
It's a dial-up. It takes us ages to get it. Are in. Right, OK. So bear with us, Will, while we just input the data from the quiz into the system to find out your score. Cornelius is typing.
The suspense is killing me.
I know.
Oh, sorry. How do you spell Will, Will? Will?
Sorry, what was that?
How do you spell Will?
W-I-L-L.
No, saying that's wrong.
That's wrong. Don't really know. If your system must be a bit corrupted.
Yeah.
Corrupted. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, I'll just print it off.
Yeah, here we go. Print it off now. Very slow printer, Will. Sorry about that. It's the old dot matrix thing.
New problem still.
Takes a while to... come on. There we go. Right, okay. So, Will, their teacher in training, secondary education. He's trying to get some. He's got to get some points today. He's got some points. And how many points has he got out of three? How loyal is he?
Will has got.
Is he one loyal, two loyal, or three loyal?
He's two loyal.
He's two loyal. He's just too loyal.
Oh.
Will, congratulations. I mean, not great, but, you know, two out of three, as Meatloaf once said, ain't bad, is it? That's not bad at all. So
Bad at all. I'm happy with that.
What are you doing this weekend, Will? Anything exciting?
Nothing, to be honest. I think I'll be less than planning is the brutal reality of it.
Yeah.
Brutal.
I'd love to tell you my life is really exciting. I've got something amazing planned, but unfortunately...
not
down to the grind.
Okay. And there he was, Will, getting us all in the mood for the weekend. On Talk Radio. Right, there'll be another brand loyalty end of the week quiz next week. In the next hour of the programme, here's what's going to be happening. The big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions as they come in. A man will be in a lift. And he'll be reading out the texts and the tweets that we get in from the haters who are gonna hate. If you'd like to hate this programme, you've still got time to hate it and get your tweet read out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Condescending. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with some hate.
And we'll bring you Busking. Live music in the studio as we drag a busker in from the streets and force them to perform in here at Microphone Point as part of Live Music Friday. All coming in the next hour on Talk Radio. The news is next. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
And the award for Best Magazine in a Supporting Role goes to Culture in the Sunday Times. Filled with potential Oscar winners, our Culture special is the darling of Hollywood. Rediscover winners over the decades and read our interview with Best Actress nominee Isabelle Huppert. Pick up the Sunday Times this weekend.
Ah, Green Sleeves, a classic, penned by Henry VIII for his beloved wife Anne Boleyn. And after listening to this synth version while hanging on the phone, you too may experience a pain in the neck. Thankfully, if you're not a fan of Tudor Electra hold music, you can now do your tax online instead of on the phone. The new personal tax account from HMRC is quick, easy and secure, and lets you check your tax and update your details online. See yours today at gov.uk/personal-tax-account.
Switch to electric this February, because sometimes it's the quiet things that make the biggest noise. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf, now with an extra £500 deposit contribution at 0% APR representative during our Electric February event. Plus, 1 year's free insurance, 2 years free servicing, and of course, no petrol or diesel costs. Now that's something to keep quiet about. The Nissan Electric February event ends 28th of February. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 0% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status, over 25s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/electric February.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
3 o'clock, Friday afternoon, Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM calls Copeland a stunning victory. Man jailed for killer punch and a blind man is tasered.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader has refused to stand down after the Conservatives triumphed in the area Labour's held for the last 80-odd years. The party were defeated in yesterday's Copeland by-election in Cumbria, but did manage to fight off a challenge from UKIP to hold on to Stoke Central. Jeremy Corbyn says the results were mixed.
Today for celebration in Stoke is a day of disappointment in Copeland. We defeated UKIP in Stoke despite all predictions that they would prevail. The politics of hope have prevailed over the politics of hatred. Copeland is obviously very disappointing.
The Prime Minister travelled to Copeland to congratulate Trudy Harrison. She says it's an astounding victory.
Labour have held this seat since the 1930s. A party in government hasn't won a by-election from the opposition, and a seat held by the opposition, for 35 years.
A 31-year-old man has been jailed for 6 years for killing a banker with a single punch in southeast London. Oliver Dearlove died in Plumstead last August. He was attacked by Trevor Tymon from Greenwich, who admitted manslaughter at the Old Bailey. The judge described it as an unprovoked and gratuitous act. A blind man has been tasered by police after his cane was mistaken for a gun. It happened in Manchester yesterday evening. MPs are going to get a 1.4% pay rise. That's more than the 1% cap imposed on other public sector workers. And Stormzy has surprised fans with a secret gig he announced on social media. At midday, the Grime MC told his followers simply Castlehaven Park, Camden, 1pm. It coincides with the release of his debut album, Gang Signs and Prayer, which came out at midnight and includes an unexpected collaboration with Lily Allen.
Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we might hear a bit of his unexpected collaboration with Lily Allen.
No.
Is this Stormzy?
Just Stormzy.
Stormzy.
Yeah.
Stormzy. Is that like Jay-Z?
Spelt differently.
Okay, just checking. I wasn't listening. What did he do?
He announced a secret gig.
Well, that's not a secret then, is it?
A surprise gig then. So in midday, he was like, Camden, 1pm, and then just did a gig with an hour's notice. There you go.
Great. Weather?
Mm-hmm.
Is it coming?
It will be.
There we go, it is. Talk Radio
National Weather. Cold and bright
she's
for
got
England
the weather.
And Wales.
She's called Victoria, she got the weather, she's called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Cold and bright for England and Wales, but turning wet and windy across western Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 9 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news live. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which is live from the mosh pit at a Slipknot gig.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester's caretaker manager Craig Shakespeare denies he'd fallen out with Claudio Ranieri before the Italian was sacked by the club. He says it's not important whether he thinks it's the right decision. Ranieri leaves the club 9 months after winning the Premier League title, with the side now battling against relegation. Shakespeare denied suggestions of a player revolt.
A lot of it has been speculation with no foundation. My relationship with Claudio has been perfectly fine all the way along. I've never had a problem with him. He's never had a problem with me. I spoke with him last night on the phone. He actually thanked me for my support.
Manchester United have been handed a long-distance trip in the last 16 of the Europa League. They've been paired with Russian side FC Rostov with the away leg first. Finally, on to rugby. Eddie Jones has made four changes for England's Six Nations clash with Italy at Twickenham on Sunday. There's a first test start for Ben Teo at centre, while Danny Kerr, Johnny May and James Haskell will come in. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it was, Ben. With the pre-recorded sport live from the mosh pit at a Slipknot gig. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time for the big debate. So, as the Tories come up from behind Labour in Copeland and wipe a by-election win in Jeremy Corbyn's face, effectively killing off the chances of Labour ever gaining power, what of their future? Now, as we've been hearing, Jeremy Corbyn is blaming everyone but himself for this defeat. So far today, Jeremy Corbyn has blamed Claudio Ranieri, Storm Doris, 9/11, Brexit. He's also blamed the Labour by-election defeat on the Boogie, on George Ezra's Blame It On Me song, the courgette crisis, Jimmy Savile, a lack of vitamin D and climate change. What he hasn't done is say it's his own fault. Those are all reasons he's given for last night's defeat, then. Where, of course, for 35 years, Copeland was a traditional safe Labour seat. It also serves to highlight, of course, the dangers of standing on a seat. There's a reason your parents told you not to stand on a chair as a child, and now that's come back to wipe itself over Jeremy Corbyn's bearded face. Now, on the line listening to the radio down the phone is Nick, who's called Talk Radio this afternoon on that phone. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Hello. Now, you've called in because you are, and you did hear me say the word standing in that bit there, and you've called in because you're, let me get this right, you're sick of the notion of standing up. You think we should all sit, or you can't stand standing. Is that your problem? Is that what we're talking about?
2017, newsflash, you know, chairs exist, yeah. Stools, beds, chaise longues, lilos, hammocks,
yeah.
Sofas.
Yeah.
You know, standing in 2017, it's not London's trendy Shoreditch, you know, you don't have to use a Betamax or a washboard or a rotary telephone, you know, it's for hipsters. And it makes me a bit sick, it makes me quite angry. You know, they're bringing bow ties back now, aren't they, as a fashion thing.
Right.
And all of that from standing. And people seem to have this obsession with being erect all the time.
Yes. Well, your problem with standing then is you just think it is unnecessary now? We've got all the
no,
stuff
you... No, it's cruel. It's not cruel. Unnecessary. It's cruel. You know, Isaac Newton said, if I've seen further than others, it's by standing on the shoulders of giants.
Yeah.
You know, I've never come to a satisfactory viewpoint about animal testing. You know, I don't know how much rabbits and mascara are necessary and things like that. Yeah. But surely... we can all agree, you know, whatever our political viewpoints, that you don't stand on giants. It's just, it's wrong.
Right, OK, let me bring in Chris de la Groia. Did I say that correctly, Chris?
Yes, Chris de la Groia.
Yeah, thanks for calling. You've been listening to Nick there. Says standing, we just don't need it. We've got hammocks and lilos and sofas, and we shouldn't stand on giants. Of course not. That's absolutely cruel.
That's complete nonsense.
OK, tell us why.
Standing builds stamina.
Yes.
Increases moral fibre and promotes healthier bowel movements.
Right.
As a young man, as part of my naval training, I was made to stand naked for up to 36 hours at a time in that bar. And ever since then, I've conducted all my bowel movements from a standing position.
Right. And how have you got on with that? Are you having one now?
Poop. Deck. Look, on board a battleship, now I attained the rank of Rear Admiral, lower half.
Yep.
That was just a passing. I was then signed on board the HMS Fingerhead. Now, on a battleship, there are no chairs. Right?
No, there's no chairs on a battleship. There's no chairs on a battleship.
For simple reasons of efficiency.
There's a deck,
though. The same reason we don't have pinball table or swans.
There's a deck, though. There's a deck.
Yes.
An ant?
There's a poop deck.
Yes, there is. Why don't you sit...
No,
that's where you go... Sorry, let me just get this straight. So you go on a battleship, you go to the poop deck, which is the deck for pooping, and you stand up to poop.
Yeah.
Right. Nick, what do you make of this? Because this is... You're arguing against standing up. Here's Chris now, who used to be... he used to be in a rear admiral, I think I heard you say. And I wonder what you make of his argument, Nick.
I've met some people from the army. I've met some people from the Royal Air Force. Mm-hmm. I've met some people who told me that they were part of the Special Forces, and I had no reason to believe they weren't part of the Special Forces. I am always a bit suspicious.
Did you see them standing up?
Hang on a moment, Chris. Let Nick finish before
I'm always a bit suspicious of sailors. I think partly for the obvious reasons, and partly for common sense.
There you go, Chris.
They spend a long time at sea.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they do.
Well, that's true, isn't it? But I wonder why at sea standing is required.
It's not required. It's not required. It's an archaic tradition.
Let Chris come back in, because you've had your say there a little bit, Nick. Yeah. Chris, I want you to widen the argument out here for me slightly, because I understand the argument that you want to stand up because you used to have to do so naked for hours at a time when you were in the services.
The seaman.
Yes, but what my question is,
there's no place for it. In the modern Navy, there's no place Or anywhere else. Look, car parking spaces are getting smaller.
Yeah.
Soon you won't have seats in cars. We'll be expected to stand. It's just more efficient. There's more standing room in trains now. It's the same reason why you wouldn't have a biplane and an aircraft carrier.
I've got a text just come in here from... It just says, sit down. Whoa, sit down next to me. It's coming from James. What do you make of that, Nick?
I think it's a good point. I think you think it's sometimes you've had to stand up in your life, and it's the worst times. It's, you know, you're at a horrible party where everyone's talking about interest rates. Maybe you're playing golf.
Yeah.
You're getting married. You know, they're all kind of unpleasant experiences that you have to do when you're standing up. But if you're like eating pastrami or you're watching Minder or something like that, or kissing a woman, you probably sat down.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not to say that if they didn't have chair golf or hammock golf or something, golf might not be better then, but it's just the way things have evolved.
We should also point out, by the way...
Sorry,
go on.
What about eating a banana?
Yeah, what about... That's a good... Actually, Nick, that is a good question. Eating a banana.
Well, have you ever seen a monkey eat a banana? They sit down. And our DNA... Our DNA is 9.8% the same as... it's either a chimpanzee or a fridge, but it's the same thing, because they both sit, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, you don't put bananas in fridges.
What do you make of... I mean, if you like standing so much, Chris, why don't you give me some words that rhyme with that?
Glanding.
Yeah.
Branding.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as easy as you think, is it, really? Yeah, well, that's my point, isn't it?
Banding.
Yeah, well, that's my point. Nick, do you think if we get rid of standing, my question to you is what and deliver? I mean...
Squat, presumably.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, because when one is delivering... when a man or a lady is delivering a baby out, they lie down or they squat, don't they? Could we not lie down or squat for everything else, is my question, I guess.
You tell me who had a hit with that song. Adamant, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Right? Now, he wasn't...
I thought you wanted me to tell you... Hang on a minute. You just asked me to tell you. Which is it?
You tell me now. Tell me.
It was Adamant.
Right, okay, he wasn't normal, right? Frank Boff, if you remember Frank Boff, do you remember why he used to get in the papers all the time?
He used to wear women's clothes.
Well, you know, I said, do you remember why he, would have been fine.
Yes,
but we all remember why
I do.
Frank Boff has got a certain section on his Wikipedia entry, right? he used to present Grandstand.
Yes.
You look at Dickie Davis's entry on Wikipedia, he did World of Sport. There was no stand in that title. It's all very wholesome family stuff.
He makes a good point, doesn't he?
Sorry, can I... Yeah, fine. You want to talk about wholesome family stuff? What about Elton John? He didn't sing I'm Still Squatting.
No, but I bet he is.
Yeah, but also, we're not allowed to talk about him these days, because they have rules about that, don't they?
Yeah, well, look, let me bring in this history lesson, because, of course, it was Sir Francis Drake who first brought back the notion of standing from the Caribbean. Before that, of course, we all sat down all the time. He brought back the idea of standing up, and he stood in front of Queen Victoria, and she tried it, she liked it, she popularised it. We now all stand because of what he brought back. He brought back also potatoes, of course, and tobacco, and grit, and the sea, and eggs. You can't mess with history. Chris, back me up on this. You don't want to mess with history, right? And he was a sailor like you, Chris.
Absolutely. I mean, what are we supposed to do when the Queen walks into a room? Do we just wave and say, hi there?
Well, would the Queen be offended if we squatted in front of her?
Of course not. I've squatted many times in front of the Queen and Prince Philip.
Yeah.
And Prince Andrew, actually, mostly. Look, the only kind of standing I'm against is standing water, which I drank once on an exercise in Singapore and resulted in amoebic dysentery, which I still have.
Which you stood up for, of course.
Today. Oh...
You all right?
Yeah.
Do you want a little break?
I just got to switch out.
Okay. Well,
Margaret Thatcher knew the score.
Yes.
Margaret Thatcher, she's a woman I didn't find at all attractive, but she said standing in the middle of the road is very dangerous.
Yes.
You get knocked down by the traffic from both sides. Now, as I say, I fancy her one bit. Right, but she said that and she was right. So, you know, and who won the by-election yesterday?
I would invite you to come and lie down on my front drive. Come and lie down. See what happens then.
Well, what would actually happen if he did?
I don't know, a few drinks.
I went to Sweden recently.
Yeah, what was happening there?
Well, this is the thing. Nothing. Nothing at all. I went to Malmo because, you know, I didn't have any theatre or any haircuts that weekend. And EasyJet go there now.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, no one in Malmo was talking about any trials.
Yeah, on that note, actually, what I'll say is this country enjoys very good diplomatic ties with Sweden.
Yeah.
They're not part of NATO, but I wouldn't want to say anything here which could be detrimental to our alliance. That said, they stick.
And there we must leave the debate. Have you... got a thought on whether or not we still need standing in post-Brexit Britain? We've got... We've got barbed wire now and paint colour charts. Why do we need... Why do we need standing? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Nick, could you sum up the debate for us in one word, please?
Selena Scott.
Thank you. Chris?
Bum gravy.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Don't break down now. I've got friends round tonight.
Oh, don't break down now. I've got to open the shop.
Whether you're running a home or a business, you'll want a boiler that won't let you down. With a new one from British Gas, you'll not only get £400 off, you'll get a fixed price guarantee and a 5-year warranty for added peace of mind. But, I'm getting to it, Wilbur. You only have until 31st of March to get £400 off. Search British Gas or call 0800 754 754. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Anti-clockwise side of the M25, that's still queuing following an accident between 24 at Potter's Bar and 23 for the A1M. All lanes have reopened, but delays do remain. Southbound side of the M5 at Gloucestershire, lane closed. It's very slow due to a breakdown. Recovery work underway between 10 at Cheltenham and 11 for the Gloucester bypass at the A40. And finally, the northbound side of the M42 in Warwickshire. That's still slow following an accident between junction 9 for the M6 toll and 10 at Tamworth for the A5. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Buy a SEAT between the 17th and 28th of February in the Big Getaway and we'll give you £250 to fuel your next adventure. Plus, take a test drive and we'll give you an extra £500 off list price on top of all existing offers. Search SEAT for more.
Subject to availability when ordered between 17th and 28th of Feb and delivered by 30th of June 2017. Retail only. T's and C's apply. Free fuel offer details at sayatfreefuel.co.uk.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, it's, it's just coming up to a time. And a lot of your reactions have been coming in for today's big debate. Do we still need standing? Now, Nick was on the phone saying that we don't. Why would we? Why would we need standing? It's 2017, for goodness sake. We've got chairs. What do you think? Here's some of your reactions that have been.
Lots coming in. Bob Marley's texted in to say, get up and stand up.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
And in reaction to that, someone texted and said, John, I'm in a wheelchair. I do have the ability to walk. I'm just medically being diagnosed as lazy.
Right.
I've actually just found what Bob Marley just said very offensive, and I believe he should be deported to his favourite Arab nation, which we all know is Yemen.
All right, thank you for that. And this has just come in here. Dear John, I've been listening to this debate, and it's quite interesting. I just wanted to first time texter. I can't stand up for falling down. That's from Elvis Costello. Thank you very much. And John, if we get rid of standing, what are we supposed to do to cancer? That's a good point as well, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, I think we can all agree that we're pretty much all broadly anti-cancer.
Mm.
Now, if you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Some Request Friday, of course. Now, on the programme, on a Friday, what we do is we take your speeches, requests, your requests and dedications, for speeches, because we're not allowed to play music. It's a licensed thing. We're a talk radio station. The clue is in the name. On Radio 2, however, Simon Mayo will play music. He calls it All Request Friday. We can't call it that either because of copyright reasons. So we have Some Request Friday, whereby you can request speeches or talks for loved ones. That's how it works. Earlier, as you know, if you were listening, we played something for a couple who wrote in today. John, myself, and my husband are celebrating our 70th anniversary of us becoming Facebook friends on Tinder. If you're wondering how we managed to keep the spark alive all this time, it's because we dress up as each other as we make love. And that came in from Richard and Judy. They wanted to hear Geoffrey Howe's resignation statement in the House of Commons from 1990, which we played for them. What else have we got coming in? Well, this is from, let's have a look here. David Edwards on Twitter. Please, Talk Radio, for Some Request Friday, can you play for me one of Craig Charles's closing poems from when he used to present Robot Wars? Well, you know what, David? For you, we can. Yes.
The moral of the story is, if you're sticking your claws, it's best to leave them there on Robot Wars. Bye-bye.
I mean, it wasn't one of his best, but, you know, good choice, David, to play that specially for you. If you'd like us to play something for you, then the number is 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
Talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And the reason you hear the noise, the noise? Yeah, it's a cross between a voice and a noise, isn't it, when you speak?
So I thought you were going to say it was nice.
No, God, no. It's a noise. The Northern Gobby Witch, Asprod Cass, who lives through the glass, has come into the studio. And the reason she's come in is because Cornelius has gone out of the studio, because he's gone to the lift. Because you know why? It's because the hater's going to hate. That's why he's in the lift. Because what we do on a Friday is we take the texts and the tweets and the abusive messages that we get from the haters that either hate this show or me personally or any one of the team here. And rather than get rid of the messages, delete them, block them, report them to Twitter or whatever it is you're supposed to do, we instead embrace the notion, print them off and give them to Cornelius as he goes into the lift. Standing in the lift, Con then reads them out live as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. That's right. and he should be there now. Cornelius, can you hear me? Are you in the lift? Cornelius, can you hear me?
Yes, of course I am, you idiot. All right, I'm just going to walk into the lift now. I have, of course, changed the radio away from TalkSport 2 and Race Stubs to this.
The arts and scenes represent and highlight the story of the Silk Road. A significant
what is it? What's that?
Trade and culture from Europe to ancient China.
It's adverts, I think, for on Spectrum Sino, which is a Asian or Chinese station.
Fine.
But I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Let's begin. This show has more arses on it than a busy picnic bench. That John Holmes show is just 3 hours of nonsensical idiocy. I hope the bosses are getting a government subsidy for giving these idiots a job, said Michael.
Yep.
Ollie B says, at Talk Radio, why not try bringing back amusing and interesting radio presenters? No offence.
None taken.
Tuned into at John Holmes this week, says Doug on Twitter, and it was full of smut and juvenile giggling. I'd rather listen to a four-year-old trying to play an out-of-tune violin. At least the four-year-old will have some talent. Depends on which four-year-old you pick, Doug. I tried giving John Holmes a few listens, but I've realised it's the same jokes every day. Save yourself time and just listen to the one show on repeat. There's no difference, says Chris. Hello there.
Who's that?
Hiya. How's it going? You work at TalkSport, don't you?
I do, yeah. What are you doing?
Just reading out haters' tweets that we've got into John Holmes' show. Do you want to read one? This one.
Lefty snowflake, anti-democratic propaganda. Just a few words people have used to describe John Holmes' show. They aren't wrong.
That's from Waltright. Thanks. And Carl's joined in. Hi, Carl. We're going down, by the way. This came in from Amanda. Can you read it?
Last week had two great sidekicks. They could read and were funny. Bring them back.
Thank you, Amanda, for that. And finally, someone's just said, why can't you all just F off? Back to you in the studio, John.
Thank you very much indeed. There he is, Cornelius in the lift, reading out the haters' texts and tweets. Why? Because the haters gonna hate! Right then, if you hate me personally or the show or one of the team, don't be backwards in coming forward. Do get in touch and you could have your abuse read out live from the lift next Friday as we round up 5 days of abusive hatred. That's what we do in condescending. Here's how you get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with hurt.
Hurt. Or if you'd like to have a go at me personally, at John Holmes 1, J-O-N-H-O-L-M-E-S and the number 1, at John Holmes 1 on Twitter. In the next half an hour of the programme, Live Music Friday, isn't it? Yes, it is. We've dragged in a musician off the streets, away from their busking spot, thereby losing them money. That is coming in the next half an hour as a singer-songwriter performs for us live in the studio as we force them to at microphone point. It's Live Music Friday, the Busker Sessions on Talk Radio. 3:30 now, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn insists he won't stand down as Labour leader after the party lost a safe seat held since 1935. He conceded the humiliating defeat in Copeland in Cumbria was very disappointing. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, has been to Copeland.
This is truly a wonderful victory for the Conservative Party, but also for the people of Copeland. And what I think we've seen from this victory is that this truly is a government that is working for everyone and for every part of the country.
Meanwhile, Labour did beat a challenge from UKIP's leader Paul Nuttall to hold on to the Stoke Central seat. A man has been jailed for 6 years for killing a banker with a single punch in London. The 31-year-old admitted manslaughter after what the judge called an unprovoked attack in August. Police have confirmed a 29-year-old who died in Storm Doris was hit by a large piece of wooden roofing in Wolverhampton. She's been named as Tani Martin, who worked at the city's university. Detectives are looking into who owns the building and whether there's any criminal liability. The half-brother of the North Korean leader was murdered using a highly toxic nerve agent. Preliminary tests say the poison was detected on Kim Jong-nam's iron face following his death at an airport in Kuala Lumpur earlier this month. And the price of stamps is going up. First class and second class will both rise by a penny to 65 and 56p respectively.
Stask.
The weather, gales, persistent rain in the northwest tonight. Further south, it's going to be drier with lows of 5 degrees. What are you doing?
No, nothing. I was. How much are the stats? The stamps?
Wet and windy weather will spread southwards tomorrow, drier in the northwest. Mild with highs of 10. There's more in half an hour.
There is as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Victoria. I enjoyed that. Can we hear Theresa May again, please? Because what I liked about it was the fact Theresa May sort of speaking to people. Was she in Copeland when she said
that?
Yeah. So she's standing in Copeland and the background noise of sort of the Copeland people going, hear, 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 hear. And then some, you know, just people. And then a dog just barks to agree with her, which I kind of like.
I know you do.
So here's Theresa May being heckled by a dog.
This is truly a wonderful victory for the Conservative Party, but also for the people of Copeland. And what I think we've seen from this victory is that this truly is a government that is working for everyone and for every part of the country.
I really like that. There's just something about that. I think that's just because you got everything in there. You got some kids playing, and then a dog just yaps at her. Was it humping her leg?
I wasn't aware because when I saw it on telly, it didn't show the bottom half of Theresa May.
Anyway, I bet she's shaking the... Because she does falter at one point. She stumbles, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Mm. Yeah,
as though you've been giving her lessons. Stop it.
Okay.
Something nice.
No. But she, I reckon the dog's... You know. Let's have a listen. Look, right, listen to the clip again. But imagine that Theresa May's being leg-humped by the dog. Listen.
This is truly a wonderful victory for the Conservative Party, but also for the people of Copeland. And what I think we've seen from this victory is that this truly is a government that is working for everyone and for every part of the country.
Theresa May there on Talk Radio being humped by a dog. Right.
That didn't happen.
On the leg. Have you done the weather?
I'm finished.
Okay. I mean, that's actually a sort of statement that I've just done.
Career-wise.
I'm just done here.
Thanks, Connie.
No, it's, I was saying that's what it sounded like.
Anyway, there's Victoria with the news on the radio. Next half an hour, though, we bring you live music. We literally bring you live music as we drag a busker in, a performer off the street, force them to perform in here for us. A couple of songs. It's part of our busker sessions, which is what we do on a Friday. That's going to happen, Victoria, whether you like it or not.
I'm not going to listen.
Okay, fine. Right.
Our poor busker.
Sorry, busker. It's more to do with John than you.
That's true. That's actually true. Right, okay. It's 3:33. That's happening next. Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay then, live music Friday. It's what we do. Settle back before we bring you musical entertainment. Virgin Radio, of course, downstairs, our sister station. Oh, they have live sessions all the time. They get in, you know, who have you got in coming in? Oh, we got Maximo Park. Have you well done? Oh, we've got You, Me at 6. Oh, exciting. Oh, we've got, who else do they have in? Other people. But in your face, Virgin, because we've got music where of the rawness of the street. Is that fair, Kyla?
Yes, it's so raw.
Okay. Good. Hi, though.
Hello.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
To Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yes. So you're going to perform for us. I know two songs.
Yep.
I don't mean I know two songs.
Yeah.
I mean you know two songs.
Yeah.
You probably know more than two songs.
I know three.
But you're going to do two of them.
I'm going to do two of the three.
Excellent news. One's going to be a cover version. One's going to be one of your own.
Yes.
Okay. What's the cover version?
Like a Virgin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
Massive Madonna fan.
Like, well, obviously. Yeah, I like that. And your own track is called?
It's a really bad name. It's called Fee Fi Fo Fum. I also struggle with F's a bit, which is, I don't know why I called it that.
Right.
That's what it's called.
You hoist by your own petard there, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, before we hear them, though, obviously we want to know a bit about you. Move just a little bit close to them, not to me, to the microphone.
Sorry.
Make that very clear. Right, so where did we find you? How long have you been doing this?
I'm from Kent, actually. Mm. The Garden of England.
I'm aware of it.
Yes, it's lovely.
Yeah.
There.
Well, you're from the posh bit, though.
Well, there's still some dodgy bits of it.
Where?
I'm from near Tunbridge.
That is posh.
Anyone that knows Kent knows that there are some dodgy areas in Tunbridge. You've got to make sure you're the right end of the high street, basically.
Which end of the high street are you?
I'm living in a village just off of Tunbridge.
Oh, come on! Is there a right end of the village and a wrong end of the village?
Our village is so small. It's just a tiny little village. It's called West Peckham, and everyone thinks I live in like West Peckham.
Yeah,
you know, like Peckham.
That's quite a street, though, isn't it?
Yeah, London. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, mate. Yeah. So I can just go with that most of the time. I'm like, yeah, I live in West Peckham.
Yeah, that does make you of the street.
It does, and it works for music. You know, it gives you some cred,
an edge.
Yeah.
What's the busking scenario like in the village of West Peckham?
Great there, yeah, really good for, like, if you want, like, animals to respond to you, because it's mainly, like, sheep and things like that around. But my local town is good for busking, actually, is Tunbridge Wells as well.
Tunbridge Wells, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
In what way is it good for busking? Are people generous to you in Tunbridge Wells?
Yeah, and I just think people have got quite a love for, like, live music there.
It's where Disgusted lives, famously, of course, as well.
Oh, right.
Disgusted of Tunbridge Wells.
Mm.
Also, and you've been doing this for how long?
Probably since I was about 12, 13.
All right, well, that doesn't help because we don't know how old you are now.
Oh, I'm 22.
There you go, then.
Yes, like the Taylor Swift song.
Yeah. Yeah, fine.
Good. That's a preview of
what's to come later. Is that the third song you know?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that is.
Well, look, we're going to hear from you. We're going to go to Traffic and Travel first and stuff. Because that is right, this is what we have to do.
Mm. I drive, it's good to know.
Yeah, isn't it though? So, very important. And there'll be some adverts for things as well. Are you part of the trade? Do you know where they go?
No.
They go to Selco.
Ah.
That's where the trade go.
Right.
So, just to help you. There's going to be some adverts now. They'll probably have James Corden on, they normally do. And then we will be back with Kyla, and she will be performing two songs for us, one of which is Like a Virgin, the other one she'll struggle to say, it turns out. But it's all happening next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Great news, Mrs. Wilkes. For her first swimming lesson, she did very well. Didn't you, Josie?
Yes, I swam all on my own, Mummy.
Good girl. And did she also learn the reverse 1.5 somersaults in the pike position?
Like getting your money's worth? Grab a tasty double cheeseburger. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Right, kids, we're going on holiday. We need to bring the bucket and spade, rubber rings, snorkels and goggles, bug nets, tennis rackets, burger buns and your best dance moves. We're going to see some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, some fabulous shows, hopefully no burnt burgers, but more than likely, Grandad on the dance floor. Ready? We send millions of families and a whole lot of holes every year from £9.50. Collect 5 tokens inside the sun and join them. Starts this Saturday. Conditions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit and 0% APR representative on the Jazz EX at your local dealership until the 31st of March. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Problems on the southbound side of the M1 through Derbyshire. One lane's closed due to an accident. That's between 29 at Chesterfield and 28 for the A38 at Alfreton. Northbound side of the M40 through Warwickshire. That's queuing due to an accident between 12 at Gaydon and Warwick Services. All lanes are open now, but delays do remain. And finally, to the southbound side of the M5 in Gloucestershire, A breakdown closes one lane. Recovery work underway between 10 at Cheltenham and 11 for the A40. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Buy a SEAT between the 17th and 28th of February in the Big Getaway, and we'll give you £250 to fuel your next adventure. Plus, take a test drive and we'll give you an extra £500 off list price on top of all existing offers. Search SEAT for more.
Subject to availability when ordered between 17th and 28th of Feb and delivered by 30th of June 2017. Retail only. T's and C's apply. Free fuel offer details at sayatfreefuel.co.uk.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back on Talk Radio.
Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks. The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the afternoons, and it's Talk Radio, and it's a Friday one. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and we are joined. It's Live Music Friday, of course. And on Friday, what we do is we drag performers in that have busked on the streets. Today's no exception because we've got Kyla in. She's from Tunbridge, a little village just outside Tunbridge. Although she pretends it's like Peckham in London. Make yourself a bit cool. You're going to do two songs.
Yes, I am.
What are you going to do first, Karen?
I'm going to do an original song.
Okay.
It's called Fee Fi Fo Fum. I only finished it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, so is this a scoop? Is this new?
This is new. Right. New, yes.
Before you play it, is this for a future EP or some such?
I am recording it, actually. I'm going into the studio with it next week. That sounds proper, doesn't it?
It does, really, yeah. I quite like that, yeah.
It's actually just like a hole somewhere with, like, a microphone in it.
Like this studio.
Yes, yeah, exactly this.
Basically this. It'll be, wherever you go, it'll be better than
I'm
this.
I'm just going to take this live recording and just put it on a CD.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Chloe's mixing it, we drink. Chloe just made a rude gesture at me. In your own time, here we go. Live music on the radio on a Friday afternoon.
My, what a pretty heart you have. All the better to love you with, my dear, what am I doing here? I go falling for someone I don't know, when I should be remembering to take it slow. Dangerous game, I know, I should keep my distance, be putting up my resistance, hide myself away. I know I should be looking after my happily ever after that's starting to decay. What do you do when the boy cries wolf, but the wolf has run away with your heart? Puff and you hurt someone. My, what a lot of tears you've cried. Oh, the better to hate you with, my dear, what are you doing here? You go thinking you can come on back and love me so. Slow down, better turn around, better go back. Better slow down, better turn around, I don't need that. Ask that you do, and words that you say. You fear and you fight and you fall and you fall. Do you ever regret all the things that you've done? Did not realize you'll be left with no one. Do you not realize you'll be left with no one? My heart, don't let me down. Find your way back to your hometown. I have left a trail, following like in the fairy tale. Wolf, I have to ask, what kind of coward wears a mask? Fee, fi, fo, fum. You huff and you puff and you lie, someone.
Yeah!
Come on!
That was great.
Superb stuff. Live music on the radio, in the studio, off the street, dragged, kicking and screaming. We've just got our whole proceedings just for one moment, Kari, before we talk to you again. Because Donald Trump, we learn, is making a speech in America, and being a talk radio station, we're going to have to take some of that speech live as we have to cover the news. Here's what Donald Trump is saying at the moment in Maryland, live.
We're preparing to repeal and replace the disaster known as Obamacare.
And that's it. That's what he's saying in Maryland at the moment. There's a keynote speech he's doing at the American Conservative Union's CPAC convention. We obviously bring you all of that in depth there.
Doesn't really work, that gag, when he says sort of a line summing up his whole speech. It's quite annoying. In that one tiny bit.
Timed that really badly. Yeah. I was hoping he was going to be saying something like, and
It just went a bit newsy in the end.
Did go newsy. Sorry, Yasmin will cover it. It's fine. Anyway, that's interesting. We were just watching it on a big screen here, and I wasn't expecting that, if I'm honest. There are two prostitutes behind him urinating onto a mattress. Anyway, Kyra's here. Kyla, sorry, I keep calling her Kyra, don't I?
That's fine.
I don't know why I did
Kyla,
that.
Kylie, Kara.
Well, you take Kylie. Kygo. Why were you?
Yeah, any of them are not okay.
Kyla. It's just Kyra. Kyla, are you originally from the posh village?
No. I was born in Eltham, so I was born in southeast London.
Oh, all right.
Both my parents are Londoners.
Did they just move to the wrong Peckham then?
Yeah, I think so.
Just got it wrong.
No, you know, it was the whole like, oh, let's go to the good schools.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I went to performing arts school anyway and screwed that idea up.
Yeah. they're proud of you though, right? Come on.
They're both musicians, so they didn't really give us... Well, I've got a twin sister as well. Oh, we're both in, like, performing arts. They didn't really give us much choice. I'd really like to be quite intelligent, academically so, but it just didn't work out for me that way.
Hey, look, we've all got skills. You've got... hear this tweet, if you will.
All right.
This is from Gary. Good busking action today, John. She's good, cracking voice.
Oh, thanks,
so
Gary.
That's Gary.
My uncle's name's Gary.
It's good not...
Well,
it's
there
not,
we go.
It's not him.
Oh.
It's not him.
Well,
it could be. I don't think he...
it's suspicious because he has signed off the tweet with, I am not her uncle.
Yeah. That's right.
Which is odd.
Yeah. All right. So, in terms of where you busk then in London, which I assume is where we found you, where do you do it round here? Do you do anywhere around here?
Mainly central London.
Okay.
Because it's right on the line for me on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. Half an hour into central London. I actually just bumped a friend of mine's currently on the South Bank at the moment.
Oh really? Who's that?
Sharika Sherrod. She's there quite a lot.
You see, we haven't had Sharika Sherrod in.
Oh, you have to get her in.
There we go. That's next week sorted.
Good.
There you go. Is she better than you or not?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, that's a damning... we'll see if she comes in.
Yeah.
We can sort of like a weird X Factor.
Exactly.
Busk off.
Nice.
You're going to do another track. Now, Madonna, you say.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Why?
I'm not actually a massive Madonna fan. I just like this song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good song.
It is a good song, but she has many good songs. So why like a virgin?
I like taking... I feel like this is going to sound so... cliche now, I like taking covers that are usually quite upbeat and like poppy and whatever, and just sort of
making
chilling
them depressing.
Out a bit. yeah just ruining them basically.
Fine.
I like to do that.
Would you like, because it's Brits Week, and of course a couple of years ago Madonna fell backwards down some stairs while performing.
It was the best thing on TV. I literally rewound it and played it like four times. So good.
At any point during the song, do you want someone to just push you backwards off anything?
Yeah. If that could be all right.
Yeah,
I can fall off the sofa.
That'll do. Just at the end. Yeah.
Or just like knock my hat off, maybe.
Yeah.
That'll throw me off.
You are wearing a cool hat, by the way.
It's Quicksilver.
Is it?
Just to, you know, drop it right back into the.
But backwards
late 90s.
As well. I like you got the sort of backwards look with the peak. The peak of the hat, the brim of the hat.
At the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
I think so. Well, probably not.
Are you bringing it back?
Yeah. Single like the song.
Yeah. All right. So, like backwards caps, also from the 80s, here's Madonna's Like a Virgin on Talk Radio.
I made it through the wilderness. You know I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you. I was beat, incomplete. I've been had, I was sad and blue. And you made me feel, oh, you made me feel so shiny and new. You made me feel like, you made me feel like a virgin. Touched for the very first time, like a virgin. When your heart beats next to mine like a virgin. Touch for the very first time, like a virgin. When your heart beats next to mine. Na 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 na. Gonna give you all my love, 'cause I can feel it fading fast. Been saving it all for you, 'cause only love can last. You're so fine, and your mind made me strong. Oh, you make me bold, and your love thought out. Oh, your love thought out what I thought was so cold. You made me feel like, you made me feel like a virgin. Touch for the very first time, like a virgin. When your heart beats next to mine like a virgin. I had been kissed for the very first time, like a virgin. When your heart beats next to mine, yeah. No, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. I made it through the wilderness. You know I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you. The end.
Yeah! Sorry, Cornelius, can you just fall off the sofa as you promised?
Oh, sorry.
You promised to do that. There you go.
Oh my God, there's blood everywhere.
There we go. Right, so that was excellent stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Really, really good. Where would we find you online if we wanted to search you down?
Not
in a stalky way. Let's make that clear.
Okay, it's all under Kyla Stroud, which is KYLA. And so I've got a website, kylastroud.com, and then everything on all the social things is Kyla Stroud Music. Because I thought, you know, I'll put music on it.
Because that's what you do.
Makes sense. To, you know, make it clear to people that
That's what it is.
What it is.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's a pleasure having you in. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, it's Friday. That means Sam Delaney is off for drive time. It means that...
Part-timer.
It means that it's where Talk Radio ticks a diversity box, because here comes Yasmin's...
Can you believe this,
Star
Kyla?
Trek II,
absolutely.
The Wrath of Khan, here with Drive Time
Which
on a Friday.
Which diversity are you, John?
I'm short. Does that count?
Yes.
There you go, then!
So we're all about ticking the boxes, and as Talk Radio's head of diversity...
Which I know you are.
I think we're doing very well at it.
I think we bloody are.
Absolutely wonderful, wonderful.
What's coming up on yours?
Okay, so that there by-election...
Oh, that one. I've heard about
that. Well, both of them.
Yeah.
Coming from sort of Labour heartland and coming from an ethnic minority background where, you know, you're Northern, you're ethnic minority, it's kind of the family vote, where even I'm starting to think, I don't know what Corbyn is for, what he stands for.
Well, have you got the list of things he's blamed this afternoon?
He's blamed a lot of things. Has he blamed the weather?
He's blamed why didn't they win the by-election? He's blamed Storm Doris.
Right.
He has blamed a lack of vitamin D.
Oh, wow.
He's blamed 9/11,
yep.
Jimmy Savile,
right.
Brexit.
Yep.
And the boogie.
Oh, I knew. Yeah, most things can be blamed
on the boogie. Boogie.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. And also, you know, I think back to my comms days and think, okay, when New Labour came in, it was all shiny and it was all about communications and there was a load of spin. We liked it and then we had too much of it.
Yep.
And I think he's gone quite the other way.
The opposite.
Quite the other way with it. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, and I want people's stories on this, I wrote a piece this week for one of the papers, The Guardian, and it was about bereavement and specifically bereavement leave, because Facebook announced that they're going to give employees up to 20 days off for bereavement. And I sort of started thinking, I'm not quite at 2 years from when I lost my dad. And I started thinking about all of this and I wrote a piece about it. And what was really interesting is they say never read the comments.
No,
as you know, never read the comments.
Never go there.
Yeah. So they ended up pre-moderating the comments. Yeah. But what was really interesting is the stories that came out in the comments about people's experience with their employer when someone had passed away. And they range from the, you know, people who say, pull yourself together, it's good to go back to work, you need a routine when someone's passed away, you know, and all of that, which is fine because grief is really personal. Obviously, it's a really personal experience. It's really different for everyone. To stories where people had horrific stuff where they said, you know, their brother passed away suddenly one day and, or, you know, 3 days later, their sister passed away. And their employer is saying things like, well, if the funeral's in the morning, do you think you can make it back for the afternoon?
Yeah.
This is just awful. So I want to continue this
and
debate.
And is that down to individual workplaces that don't have an actual policy? Or
the average seems to be in the UK that you get 3 to 5 days, and it seems to be discretionary as to whether they will pay you for all of the 5 days.
Okay. And it depends on the closeness of the family member or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, and all of that stuff. Yeah. So, but to me, 72 hours after losing someone really close, to be back in work, how useful are you anyway?
Yeah.
And then what was really interesting in the comments, it became like a grief Olympics. So people were going, well, I managed to arrange a funeral from 70 miles away and I did the paperwork and we don't have a car. And it's like, wow, it's not a competition. It's okay to be sad and awful and crying when someone passes away.
Yeah.
So I'd really love to get people's sort of stories on this. And I understand small employers can't always do it, but I think bigger employers do have a duty to recognise that, you know, look, someone's falling apart.
Do you know, have we got a policy of this place?
I actually don't know. That's a very good question.
That'd be interesting to get someone from. Have we got an HR department?
I don't know. I did mention our esteemed boss in the piece, though, because I talked about doing my pilot show for Talk. I ended up talking about my dad, and I made Denny cry, and I cried too.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, it's easy to make Denny cry, to be honest with you. Just pinch him.
Yeah. Oh.
But it'd be interesting, actually, to get someone on from here to find out what our policy is.
It's probably, I would imagine, we've probably got something like 3 days, and I don't know, but we should check this. And then on top of that, discretionary.
Yeah.
So I think for bigger employers, we need to look at it, because people are so bad with talking about grief and dealing with it and all of that. And then a lot of the people in the comments also said, I was fine, went back to work 3 days later, and then 10 years later, I'm still grieving because I didn't grieve properly at the time.
Yasmin Khan with you on Drive here on Talk Radio next, because it's a Friday. I will be back on Monday, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. It's Talk Radio. Have a good weekend. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.